This is the SML Podcast.
Yo, so Tom Clancy died today. I guess he's going on Ghost Recon.
Yeah!
Dude, you can sit there with a guitar and like...
Yeah!
Fuck!
All right, intro. Oh, hold on. Before
Are
intros.
We recording already?
Hunt for Dead October.
Oh, my God. What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
And I'm Joe.
And I'm drinking sweet tea, God damn it.
Close enough.
Diablo.
Oh my God.
This is the Diablo podcast.
This is the Tom Clancy Ghost Recon Edition podcast.
Hold on. I gotta finish the intros. Special guest with us this week, since we did that whole Skype thing last week and it worked out pretty well. Fuck it. We'll do it again. So joining us via Skype this week is Pappy, a.k.a. Taras Boutre. Notice I give him his nickname first, because that's all people know him as.
Who?
Pappy.
Hey, what's up?
It's cracking.
Can we turn him up?
Yeah.
At all?
We were, like, so high energy, and then he's just like...
He's like, hey, what's up?
I can't feed off your energy from 1,800 miles away.
Actually, well, you need to try.
Funny story about energy.
I'm drinking a rip it.
Hey.
It's like the low-budget military version of Red Bull.
It's all cool.
What's up? Good. And Tim is beating the shit out of the cat.
What?
Nah, I'm not.
I think he might be trying to fuck the cat.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, big news.
No, speaking of high energy, quick story, 2-minute story, which is at PAX, the NVIDIA panel. If you go to a convention, NVIDIA's doing a panel, you go to that fucking panel. They give about...
Back up?
Yes. I don't know what this means.
It's pointed right at
anyway,
you.
Anyway. If you go to a convention, they're doing an NVIDIA panel, you go to the NVIDIA panel. They give out somewhere around...
I hope so.
I think they gave out about $7,000 to $10,000 worth of stuff last time.
Jesus.
One of which was a $5,000 Falcon Northwest computer. And the rest were multiple 770 video cards or something like that. Or
they had some Titans,
780
too.
Video cards. Well, at PAX East, they give out Titans, which was absurd, and one of those computers.
Word.
The guy on stage is a great guy. I guess he's one of the CEOs of NVIDIA or whatever. Really nice guy, really fun guy, tries to get the energy going. And he's like, guys, when you win something, because they had like raffle this time around, when you win something, he's like, jump up and down. Like, you know, say, hey, you know, yeah, I won. Scream. Let me know that you're the guy who won so that we know, because it's in this huge fucking theater with two floors. So every time somebody would win, they'd be like, somebody would stand up and be like, hey. and he's like, come on. He's like, you just won something. Be excited. The people are like, oh. And like everybody's looking at everybody who wins. Like, are you fucking, what the fuck is wrong with you? You just won like an $800 video card.
Maybe by then it's just part of the joke.
I guess. It might have been. Anyway,
you win
though,
a new car.
So,
sweet. What kind of car is it?
Big news over the past week into this week is that Steam unveiled three things. Half-Life 3 confirmed, 10 out of 10, blademode.com. First of all was talking about the Steam boxes and the Steam OS that will run them.
Well, the Steam OS was the first.
It's part of the Steam.
There were three announcements. Anyway. The first one was the OS.
So the Steam OS, which is going to be a Linux-based operating system, they say that any games already on it run very, very well. They run better than normal. It's highly optimized. Now, what the takeaway from this, for people who do not know too much about consoles, PC, all that stuff, what they're actually doing with this is they're turning Steam, they're giving basically Steam a platform like a console's operating system, where a console's operating system is something that is specifically designed to run games, and that's why you see consoles who are generally less powered than PC pushing out some pretty impressive graphics all the time. They're optimized. That's the whole point of it. So they're actually building an operating system that will run like a computer operating system for games. Very exciting stuff. Second announcement was
the actual Steam boxes themselves.
The actual Steam boxes.
Steam boxes.
Yes, because what they're doing is similar to the argument that Joe and I got in about the new consoles. they're going to have multiple companies building different styles of Steam boxes with different power settings in them so that you can get one that costs, you know, X amount, like $300 like a console, and it'll run like a console. It'll be cheaper. Or you could go up to like $2,000 and get something like my home computer, be it probably 80% smaller than my home computer and weigh 80% less. It won't weigh 55 pounds.
Way more optimized.
Way more optimized. You'll be able to choose. Do you want your gaming experience to be high-end graphically, or do you just want to play
games at lower... Do you want to be able to play
a game at a lower graphical setting, or do you are you only going to play League of Legends on your TV? Like, what's your deal?
Or do you only want to play games that come out during the Steam sale?
You can do that too.
Or if you just want to play indie titles, mostly indie titles.
Gunpoint.
Gunpoint. I mean,
I still have to get that.
They're giving you a great option with that. And then
by being Linux based, they're basically saying we really don't give a shit if you hack into it and play around.
They're actually encouraging it to hack. They said we want you to hack.
That's with the Steam boxes and the controller.
Yes, and the third announcement
was the Steam controller,
which it looks really weird. I mean, the first time I saw a picture of it, I actually thought they were showing the back of it.
I've always wanted to play a video game that looked like Darth Vader's helmet.
what did we say on Facebook? It's a Steam controller by Dre.
Yeah, something like that. It looks like a fucking boombox.
Yeah. Well, what it is instead of joysticks, they have two trackpads that are very, very high-end trackpads that have magnetic force feedback behind them.
So not magnetic force fields?
No,
we're not that far yet. That'll be Steambox 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
But what this
Steambox
is...
Steambox
3.
Steambox 3D.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Red and blue, too.
What this does is it's going to give haptic feedback. So when your fingers are actually on the touchpads, you're going to be getting direct feedback wherever you're touching. Which is going to allow the pad to feel differently for different things happening. For instance,
hello, first porn game.
Right?
Yeah!
Rub the nipples. stroke the clitoris.
Whose nipples? Mine.
So what this is going to allow, somebody said on, who got to try it, they said it almost feels like your thumbs are on two rumbling trackballs, which sounds really interesting. I can't wait to try this.
Sounds erotic.
It sounds so fun.
My trackballs are rumbling just thinking about it.
Sadly, no Half-Life 3 announcement. However, they trademarked Half-Life 3 in Europe over the weekend, which could be either...
a confirmation or them fucking with
us. No, it's either... it could be the fact that they're gearing up to do something with it, which probably... I mean, it's going to happen soon with the Steambox stuff and the Steam OS. They launched Half-Life 2 with Steam, which was launching a platform. Now they're launching a new OS... it's probably going to come whenever they reveal more information with this, or a release date for the Steam OS is probably going to be the release date of Half-Life 3.
Yeah, but like Gaben's been trolling so hard lately.
No, the best was his haiku troll. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Somebody wrote him a haiku asking when the release date of Half-Life 3 would be. He wrote a haiku back saying, you know, Half-Life 3 is going to be great. You know, the release date is. And the syllable ended... at is, so he could not complete the haiku with the release date.
Son of a bitch.
In my head, I'm like, the release date is... oh, that's 5. That's how he's going to fuck with us.
Yep, because he's a dick.
They're probably... it probably means nothing, but it's nice to get our hopes up and make jokes about Blademode.com. I mean... other big news, GTA 5 online went online.
Era 37.
However, it didn't go online.
Let's see. I fired it up today, and I started up. And then it was loading my session.
And then it was loading your
hold
session.
On. Still loading.
Yep. And then a guy would pop up.
Loading session.
And then another guy would pop up. And then that first guy would disappear.
Loading session.
And then a new guy would pop up.
Was it
up.
The first tutorial mission for you too?
Loading session.
After. When you're supposed to do the race.
Yeah, that's what it did to me.
Loading session.
That's what it's doing for like everybody.
Basically, what's happening is you get into the first thing, which is the a race,
right?
And literally, you get dropped off at the airport. Lamar picks you up.
Word.
He talks to you all in his Lamar Ebonics language.
Yo, 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 yo.
then you're supposed to go do a street race, which is supposed to introduce you to some of the mechanics of the online.
Yo.
And you just stand there and you watch people sort of spawn in and disappear and spawn in and disappear as other characters are also waiting for the session to load.
Loading session.
So they said that it'll be fixed soon. These are just the growing pains of a game that sold more copies than anything ever, trying to have everybody get online at the same time.
Gee, it's like they didn't know it would be popular or something.
Jeez, well, it's actually, like they didn't have two weeks to actually like work on this.
The amount of sales they did basically in the first few days is what they expected to do for the rest of the holiday season.
Yeah.
So they really did not expect it to be that big.
Okay, but after release, they still had, what, two, 3 weeks to get their shit together?
In all fairness, though, a server is not something you just go to, you know, your local Newegg store and buy and configure overnight.
I'm going
to
buy a server.
So they probably realized, like, as soon as the first day went off, they're like, we need to buy more servers. And they probably ordered some, and it probably takes a few days to get there and then configure properly.
Maybe they should get Amazon
really
Prime.
Hefty equipment.
Yeah, get Amazon Prime.
Free 2-day shipping for something that weighs 800
Rockstar,
pounds.
Get Amazon Prime.
It's only $79 bucks for the year.
Get those servers going. God damn it.
And let us fucking play.
I don't even want to finish the story mode. I just want to play online.
I want to do everything. Let's talk about GTA 5 for a minute, too, since we've all been playing it to some extent. Joe's been playing,
except for Happy, been playing
Grand Theft Chocobo.
Yeah, I've... I haven't played Grand Theft Auto in 2 weeks.
He played Grand Theft Auto for a total of, like, an hour or two on release, and then he was just
4 hours. Meh. And then today I was going to play it, and then it loaded my session.
And then
it was loading my session. Pappy, how much did you play Grand Theft Auto 5?
I didn't buy it.
Who are you? Why are you on this podcast?
Because...
I like the video games sometimes. I turn on the Nintendo, and then I go and I play some Mario.
No, Nintendo we talk about later.
Yeah, Nintendo's later.
Let's not get that started now.
Shut your whore mouth until then.
I'm gonna keep most of my mouth shut this time.
I had way too much fun with Saints Row 4, and I'm going back and co-op in Saints Row 2 with Joe Cam. And
yeah, we haven't done that in like a week and a half either.
Yeah, I'm also.
He's
doing
all,
things. I have a job.
I have four jobs.
Aren't you,
suck a dick.
Aren't you?
No.
What's the word?
Gay?
No.
Awesome.
No.
No. Definitely
what's fantastic?
No, what's the word that they're using instead of YOLO?
Furloughed.
Aren't you furloughed?
No, I'm active duty, so I still have to work.
Oh.
So he's broload.
Long story short, my career has to work or else everybody dies.
That's funny because my MOS was financial management. I'm pretty sure I could get away with having a couple days off.
No, you didn't play much of it. Did you do anything
nobody.
Cool?
That, what do you
that's
mean
notable.
Cool?
Like something you did in the game that made you like, oh, this is fun.
explored like a motherfucker.
And what did you think?
The fucking fruit fly buzzing around.
I know, fuck him.
I hate fruit flies. Bang so much.
I'll eat them. All right, how about you? What'd you do in GTA? That's your favorite moment.
I rode the skyline.
My favorite GTA moment so far.
Made it rain on some hoes.
Nope, I haven't been. Wait, dude, I bounced in a strip club for over a year. I don't need to go into a virtual one.
Oh, that's what I did.
Oh. Okay.
I made it rain on some hoes.
Were you a fireman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did watch like a 5-minute video on YouTube of a dude who just did nothing but ride his bike up to people and then say hello to them.
What?
And that was the whole video. It was just, this is the best part of GTA 5. And he'd go to people and be like, hi. They're like, hey, what's up? And then you go to the next guy. Hi. How's it going?
If we're going to talk, before you talk into real events, if we're going to go on YouTube videos, I saw one of a guy probably doing a Let's Play or something. He was driving through the airport. It's like, this is going to be my hangar up here and going to have some, oh shit! And a plane just ran into him as he's driving across the tarmac. And then he turned the camera. The plane goes up a little bit. The wing snaps off and it just crashes into the ground in silence. The guy's just sitting there with his mouth open.
What the fuck?
He's like, oh, can't script that shit.
I'm trying to think. I was just playing it last night. I did the mission where, let's see here. Trevor and Michael are doing some stuff for the FIB. Let me think here. They steal that plane or the jet or whatever. I did that one yesterday. So that one was interesting because, like, that jet was actually rather difficult to fly at first.
Fucking huge.
I know. That thing was absolutely gargantuan.
Did you see that one of the mission bonuses is if you get in one of the cars inside the fucking jet and drive it?
What?
Yep. You can drive the car inside of the plane.
Oh, God. I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
It's straight, like, Saints Row 3rd style fucking shit falling
out. The game is way more ridiculous than I ever thought it would be.
I'm glad
that... Which is good after Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 4, I didn't even bother playing because it was so bland to me. So
I bought GTA 4. I played it for 30 minutes and then returned it.
That's about the experience that I had with it.
I didn't like 4 at all.
Yeah.
I thought it was awful. Not even...
But you go strip club, see big American titties.
You can't even, like, run around and have fun in Grand Theft Auto.
Cousin, let's go bowling.
I got in the very beginning mission, I got in the car and immediately drove off the pier into the water.
That's kind of... I want to give it more time
after that.
The driving sucked. The balls in 4. Like, yeah. I hated it.
Pappy, that sounded like user error to me, though. Like you drove off the pier and went, this isn't fun, I'm taking it back.
No, that sounded like right way to play.
I got back into it, and I figured it out, but the driving was terrible. Like, I've played games that had terrible driving mechanics, but GTA 4 literally said, we don't give a fuck about cars.
Pretty much.
Even though you're going to have to steal them.
And even though you're going to have to be in them pretty much the majority of the game.
My breaking point in Grand Theft Auto 4 was one of the... It's closer to the beginning, the one mission where you have to do a chase on a motorcycle.
I love motorcycles.
But in Grand Theft Auto 4?
I don't like any vehicles in Grand Theft Auto 4, so it doesn't make it any better.
The drives perfectly, and me, if I look at the road wrong, I go flying off the bike, sideways, upside down. And then I finally made it to a park, and I got ambushed by like 20 enemies.
That's unfortunate.
I gave up. I'm like, yeah, I've had enough. I'm
threw in the towel.
What the hell are you doing? Well,
threw in the paper towel.
It was just amazing.
Something like that.
It was amazing how bad the driving was in that game because previous games had decent driving. So they had to have actively made shit worse.
Yeah. It seemed like they could have just copied and pasted from Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah.
Well, Where Huber's at too? Shit's about to get real because you didn't shoot down a plane yet, right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did that mission?
Yeah, I did that one.
So you saw what Trevor did?
Oh yeah. That was interesting.
Well, it gets pretty funny after that.
It seems like it's getting a little outrageous.
Is this something
now
that needs to be explained?
It would be slight spoilers.
Okay, well,
so.
Yeah, slight spoilers.
Pappy, do you care?
Nope.
Okay.
All right, so
hold on. Spoiler alert: Grand Theft Auto 5 spoilers ahead. Bitch.
Everybody dies.
So, anyway, remember the guy whose house you pulled down near the beginning of the game? Did you get that far?
Yes.
All right, well, you kidnap his wife.
Nice.
Trevor kidnaps... You're doing a job for him, and Trevor goes to, like, deliver the goods. Actually, it's a really awesome mission. You shoot down a plane as Michael, and then you switch to Trevor, and you're chasing the plane as it's crashing.
With a dirt bike.
A dirt bike, and you're just, like... ripping across the whole continent, like following this fucking thing.
Yeah, waiting for the plane to crash, and then as soon as it crashes, you have to kill the pilot and then steal the files that he had on him.
Oh my God.
So it really, really good mission. And then you, Trevor's supposed to take him back to the guy. And this is sort of more of like a favor you're doing for him, because you know that if you stick with this guy, there's money to be made. Well, Trevor doesn't like that. Trevor kidnaps his fucking wife, who's this little fucking Hispanic lady. And now where I'm at in the game, Trevor is starting to get a crush on her.
Yeah.
And she's now doing all the housework around his trailer.
It's hysterical.
And telling them to not stay out too late and have fun, boys, and things like that.
It was really...
It's
fucking
hysterical.
The mission
Some
that was
Stockholm
after that.
Stockholm syndrome going on there.
Oh my God, yeah.
So...
Very intense.
One of the missions, though, is a mission where you're trying to kill the O'Neill brothers, more of the O'Neill family.
I haven't done that one yet.
Who, are out to kill Trevor, and you sit in a helicopter... Michael has a sniper rifle with the infrared on it, and you're looking over the woods to try and find these guys.
Oh, wait, no, I did that one.
You did that one.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm looking around, right? And I see a person who's bigger than a person. And as soon, and I'm like, I'm zooming in because it looks vaguely like a person from the zoomed out.
Right.
And I zoom in on it, and I'm like, wait, that's not a fucking person. I look over at Mike. I'm like, that's fucking Sasquatch. And then it disappears.
Oh, you should have taken the shot.
You're right. I was like, what the fuck is that? And then it goes, boop, it disappears. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my God.
Do that voice again?
Could have been messing with Sasquatch.
Dude, it was awesome.
You're right.
I'm just happy they put it in because that was a big myth in the other Grand Theft Auto.
In San Andreas.
Yeah, in San Andreas. It was a huge myth. And I was like, oh my God, there's so much secret stuff in this game. I love it. I love the work put into it.
Yeah. But I just can't wait until online works because that's all I want to play. Yeah. I essentially got this game to play online because I want to make a crew. I want to make a save continue crew and invite like a bunch of listeners for the podcast and like just friends of ours.
A bunch of listener from the podcast.
All six of us.
See, hey, it's growing.
There's nuts.
No, hey, listen, shout out to Mario, actually, who owns
Mario.
Funbox Boards over in Danville. But he's a huge gamer, and I went over there and bought a skateboard, full skateboard, to start riding again the other day. And he was like, oh, so you do like a gaming podcast and stuff? And so he actually started listening and started posting them and stuff.
I'll have him come by sometime.
Yeah, definitely. He's a really cool guy.
Some other people who might come by? Fuck, since we're doing shout-outs, Ashley and I were up at the Lewisburg GameStop, and manager Jesse and I think it's William... One guy working there, really cool guys. I was actually talking to him before Save Continue came out.
Word.
Like, we were telling him this is what
before
we're working on.
Before it was Blade Mode?
Yeah, before Blade Mode. I was like, blademode.com, you got to check this shit out.
It's going to be amazing.
I was telling him that we're getting this URL set down and we do a weekly podcast. And I saw him there a couple days ago. I was like, yeah, we're still doing it. We're still recording. Check it out. It uploads Fridays. Maybe you could come on sometime. So shout out to the Lewisburg GameStop people if they even fucking listen.
But, I know that Mario will listen to this. I know he
Tim,
will.
Tim, do you have any shout-outs?
Mario's cool, dude.
I got a shout-out to Toast. Fucking crunchy bread.
Toast.
I got a shout-out to Joe Cam. He's an avid listener of the podcast.
Shout-out to the cats.
Shout-out
to Piddles. Piddles, the fat cat. What's up, Piddles? How you doing?
Shout-out to Canal.
Yeah, right?
He only listens to the episodes that he was on.
Two-time SML podcast all-star.
No, three.
A three-time.
He's been on 3 times?
Yeah. We did 2 episodes back-to-back with him. Technicalities.
Anyway, moving on with the news.
Hold on. Pappy, any shout-outs?
Me.
Shout-out to Pappy.
Shout-out to me, because I'm awesome.
Pappy's 10 out of 10 safe continue.
Ashley, any shout outs?
We can't hear her. We can't.
She wants a shout out to her.
Ashley in the other room.
Yes.
Anyway.
Shout out to Ashley's heel that was recently removed from her body.
It wasn't removed. It was just cut off and then slid over a bit.
Shout out to my shoulder bones that got chopped off. Shout out to surgery.
What's up, surgery?
Big ups for surgery.
Big ups for surgery.
Fixing people's.
Anyway, moving on with the news.
What else happened this week?
The other really, really sad news today is Tom Clancy died.
Did
he die? Or is he just on a ghost recon right now?
You said that joke at the beginning. I didn't know you were recording. Well, now you know.
Okay, well, try another one. Do another one.
Dead October.
The hunt for Dead October. It is October.
It is.
Happy any Clancy jokes?
These are Tom Clancy conspiracy theories right now. Rainbow Six Feet Under.
Into this one.
He's Rainbow I'm Six good. Feet Under now.
What'd you say, Pappy?
I said, I'm good. I'm totally
He doesn't
good.
Want to incriminate himself.
Tom Clancy is hiding.
This was actually like my family's favorite author, so... It is actually a big bummer to have him pass away.
Would you like to say something in his memory? We can have serious moments.
No, because I said my family's favorite author. I didn't really care.
It's not his.
Well, I don't give a shit about him.
Fuck that guy.
Quick mention on Tom Clancy games, too. Like, I remember playing Rainbow Six first time it came out. I didn't understand what the fuck's going on. Like, why is my gun not on the screen? Which made me... Yeah, I just confused the hell out of me. But
like,
when
I give
a lot of credit to the dude, like, you know, to be a famous author and then, like, one of the few dudes who successfully worked in the video game industry, like, doing the writing and the planning and stuff like that.
And they were good games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of them with the exception of like End War.
I think
games.
Him and Salvatore are the only writers that have decently translated over to video game writing.
Yeah, but what games has Salvatore done other than... Did he do Neverwinter?
He did Amalur.
No, yeah, he did A Bard's Tale, he did Amalur.
Amalur was kind of cool.
Amalur is my fucking... People want heads up on sales and shit if you're a PS Plus member.
Yep, Amalur's free.
Amalur's free right now.
Oh, shit.
Go downloads that shit.
Yep. Not like they're making any money off of it.
Oh, my God, it's such a good game.
It is, it's really good. I borrowed it off of Joe, and I enjoyed it a lot.
It's my 2013 game of the year. That's right.
10 out of 10. Blade mode.
Mine is still Gunpoint.
JoeCam.net.
Calgato.
Gunpoint's this year.
It's 2013,
Joe. Sorry. Amalur is my 2012 game of the year.
Welcome back to the present.
I'm too busy thinking about next year and all the great games for next year.
Well, in all seriousness,
like
too.
Like Lightning Returns.
Like Titty Fall.
In all seriousness, too, the whole Tom Clancy thing. Dude, he wasn't that old. He was only 66.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Like that's.
It might be a conspiracy. He might seriously be out doing some Ghost Recon right now.
Tupac did it.
His next book might be about a ghost SWAT team.
Well, you know, he did a lot of nonfiction history, right? So he might have disappeared so he can go do something on Siberian prisons by getting put in one.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I hope, like, to be completely honest, I hope that, like, I hope that he has some stuff like back catalog that they can kind of release afterwards.
Well, there's some games coming out this
month. Yeah, what's that new one coming? The Division?
Oh, my God.
The Division looks insane. Bro. Happy, have you seen anything on The Division from E3?
No.
Why are you here?
That's your
homework. Why am I here?
That's your homework. You got to look up the video for The Division.
I'm here because I played 2 hours of Marvel Capcom 3 this morning.
Good enough. That's good. Yep. I'm cool with that.
Look up the E3 gameplay video of The Division.
It'll blow your nuts back.
Yeah, we definitely have to get a squad going on the X-Bone when it comes out.
The X-Bone.
But I'm not getting an X-Bone.
Well, then tough shit. You're not going to be on it.
It's on PC.
Way to not be our friend.
You're off the squad.
It's on PC.
Woo-woo, PC.
Okay, then you fuckers play on PC and I'll be on the X-Bone. You'll be on my X-Bone.
There might be cross compatibility. Who knows? By that point,
we'll see. Dude, that would be amazing.
Nuts.
That would be absolutely amazing.
Okay.
What other news?
Nintendo.
Oh no.
Are we getting into this?
Might as well. It's going to be a while, so that'll be
all right.
Done.
Wait. Should we hold on? Should we touch upon that, or is there any other emails that we need to touch upon that don't involve Nintendo?
They're all Nintendo related. Pappy's email.
Well, that was
Mellow Yellow. Before we go,
that was Nintendo related, wasn't it, Pappy?
Yeah. It's to piggyback on your from 2 weeks ago.
So should we read Pappy's or the novel that we got sent?
Well, let's do Pappy's first, since his won't take 3.5 hours to read.
Pappy, do you want to read it to us?
I have it up. Just,
I can do verbatim for you, or someone else.
Do that. Since it's your email, you read it.
All right.
Hey, fuckers. I hate you all. Die in a fight.
Hey. Don't ruin the first line.
Yeah, right?
All
right.
Okay.
Shh. I'm ready.
We're ready.
All right.
Hey, fucker.
Mellow Yellow.
Verbatim. I'm more on the side of Nintendo is burning a few bridges, but will come out fine. Why? Because it's no longer PC versus console. It's now PC versus handhelds versus consoles versus Nintendo versus fucking phones. Nintendo has seen that they either cannot or will not compete with Sony and Microsoft, so they're now doing their own separate thing. It'll be successful, but I don't see the Wii U ever selling like the Wii did. Too many of the Wii sales went to families and the elderly, and they're not going to replace their console until it breaks. These aren't the people who are going to go run out and grab the next big thing. So while the sales of the X-Bone and the PS Quattro are going to be sky high for a while, Wii U sales will be very steady but not quite impressive for the next few years. And you all suck ass. Thank you.
That's fair.
I like the end. I thought it was very accurate.
Ass-sucking.
You actually bring up a good point. With the competition thing, the competition space, something interesting that I think the Wii U has an opportunity that probably won't happen but would be cool if it did is developing specifically for the Wii U, not like any existing developers. I'm saying like a studio opening up and making games specifically for it.
Yeah.
Kind of like how gaming started. They're different spaces where it's no longer really system competing with system or platform competing with platform. I mean, they're all these very, very, very different platforms just competing for their own space.
They're dead space.
That's where indies are going to come into play. And Nintendo has been very indie-friendly lately.
Well, it's lately. Here's the interesting thing with that, because Kunal and I we looked into all the systems.
Shout out to Coonbag.
Shout out to Kunal.
Coonie.
Johnny Quest best friend. their stance on it is like, yes, we can get a dev kit or whatever. We can get our game available on their platform. The only stipulation is that we have to keep it in a locked room. Kunal and I were like, well, what kind of a locked room? Like, do we have to have like a special room for it? Like, no, it just has to be a room with a lock on it. We're like, so could it be my bathroom? that qualifies. The problem with Nintendo's indie stance is they're like, indie games, okay, whatever.
Well, they've apparently been reaching out to indies a lot more than they have been in the past.
The problem with it is that whereas they started doing that sort of before the other systems started reaching out. Because the other consoles never really reached out. They had a way of doing it. They didn't reach out. Nintendo started to reach out because they knew people kind of wanted this. They have a system that sort of supports the idea of it. And they're like, this would be good. And then all of a sudden, E3 hits, and Sony and Microsoft are both like, indies, indies, indies. Microsoft to a lesser extent, but they do have a system in place that's going to be pretty good. Sony's just like, it's sort of like, you know, you have a car going at a steady pace who's going, hey guys, you know, we got them indie games. And then like a sports car goes, oh man, we got them indie games over here too, kids. Like that's the only worrisome thing about it.
Problem with the whole indie revolution is that there's very little quality control for indies themselves. So for every good, amazing game that pops up, look at the Xbox Live Arcade. There's like 50 shit games.
If not, well, you know,
not the arcade, the Xbox Indie section, not the Xbox Arcade.
You know what?
But, you know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I have a life, and I don't want to just pop down and be like, oh, this looks interesting, waste 20 minutes, realize that I'm angry now. So I still need people like you guys over there, you know, at the podcast to play the shit for me and tell me what's actually worth time.
Well, here's one of the big problems.
We don't actually play video games here.
Here's one of the problems with the indie scene.
We sit through loading sessions first.
Here's one of the problems with the indie scene and this type of marketplace. The problem is the physical marketplace where you go to look for these games itself. If you go into Android's Play stuff or the Windows Store, everything's sort of jumbly. There's ways to sift through it. Yeah. But there's no way to see exactly what is boiled to the top. What is the cream of the crop?
Yeah.
With Apple's platform, you can go boom, top 50, and you can see what's top 50 for like the week or 24 hours or whatever.
Well, I know on
free
Windows
or highest gross.
On Windows Phone, they do have a top free and top paid section to look at games.
Well, yeah, there's one on Android.
Games on it, so
yeah, there's one on Android as well, but there's no like you can't. You can't refine your search. You can't go through top 50 and be like top 50 puzzle free. Yeah. You know, like,
which should be less of an issue with the console. You would think they would be able to allow that sorting, you know. Well, or they can do like Netflix does and give you the top 10 games based on what you downloaded, the top 10 games based on Facebook, the top 10, you know, and never actually let you get to the
get the what?
Sorry, was that a
Yeah, see, the problem right now isn't so much the shovelware as much as it is the marketplace is not giving the consumer a way to sift through the shovelware to find the gems.
I think the main important thing is you got to find stuff that's cool. Like, Chris, what do you think is cool on mobile?
On mobile?
Mobile.
Oh, my God, fucking mobile.
So cool. I like mobile games.
Oh, no, Shadow Era? Shadow Era is like really, really cool.
Oh my god. These games are just amazing, and I can play them anywhere I go. It, It's fantastic.
Well, that's actually why I got a 3DS, but that's also because Pokemon's coming out and I can't
I don't know what is going on.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
My favorite Pokemon is obviously Bulbasaur because you could teach him moves that would eventually like kick the shit out of like the fire and the water type.
Charizard is a dragon.
It doesn't matter because I could just teach Bulbasaur a much better move so that you would actually have to, you know, like bring up somebody else.
It's all about Psyduck.
Can we cut this section of the podcast? Anyway,
so Zach of Save Continue wrote us a knife healthy.
He wrote us a really cool email.
Are we gonna talk point by point? Does he have breaks in there?
He has breaks. He says when to fucking talk.
Yes. He has on here, first one on page two, break for discussion. But after our monster, like after our monster Nintendo podcast 2 weeks ago, Zach, who has been a dedicated listener for some unknown reason.
Why?
YOLO.
Why?
But he decided that he would write in and give his thoughts on the Nintendo subject. And now, unabridged,
was it nine pages long?
No.
Typed. Three full pages printed out from Gmail.
No double spacing.
Nope.
No, straight up.
Yeah, full, no, that's like, fantastic.
Like, I figured this is too long to read on a phone,
so I just printed
this shit out. Anyway.
That'll probably be the picture for the YouTube version, just the three pages of bullshit.
The name of the email says, "Holy shit, Nintendo."
Okay.
And it begins, "Joe, you weren't kidding about this being an intense episode. Due to the great length of the episode, I have much to say, meaning a long email. Sorry in advance." No, I'm not. "Now then, I have a few points to make and comments to say regarding Tim and his wild Nintendo accusations."
Wild Nintendo accusations.
"Just one thing. Tim, I think Joe and Chris were really good about letting you explain your points without interrupting all the time. Please let Joe read this until I have said all I want to say, then go about picking apart. While I agree that Nintendo could stand to have more variety in their first-party support, they do still have more than you seem to give them credit for. Everyone knows their staples that have been out for decades. Mario, Zelda, Donkey Kong, Metroid, Mario Kart, Star Fox. Then in the 90s came heavy hitters like Pokemon, Smash Brothers, Paper Mario, which, while using the same characters, Paper Mario is a different franchise because the games have different play styles, different mechanics, and are a wonderful shakeup from the standard Mario fare. Tim, people like you seem to think that's all there is to Nintendo, and they stop making anything new. But what about this new stuff to come since Y2K? The GameCube introduced us to Animal Crossing and Pikmin, which have both become classic titles, spawning solid sequels, all with plenty of merit. They may not be games you personally are interested in, but they still sell incredibly well, and to some people are definite system sellers. Animal Crossing has migrated from the home console to the handheld, but I absolutely see them continuing the series on the Wii U in time. In addition to those new series, we also got fantastic new approaches to the tried and true franchises from the past. Zelda got the fantastic Wind Waker, which took a big risk and initially was heavily slammed for the cel shading. Now it is heralded as one of the greatest Zelda games to date. And at the end of the GameCube life, we got Twilight Princess, a complete 180 from the childish-looking Wind Waker with the darkest color palette and tones to a Zelda game yet. Both games featured mechanics which we are used to, but they also very much branched out and tried new things to give fans a new experience. I need to swallow now, so...
Gross.
Come. So, moving onwards, we've got Wii and DS. Where do I begin? Wii Sports, Wii Fit, Wii Play, Wii Music. All of those were countless hours worth of fun. Okay, maybe not Wii Music.
Yeah, I was gonna say not Wii Music.
But it still tried something new and different and extremely interesting. The graphics definitely didn't press any boundaries, but the enjoyability of the Wii branded games is undeniable. How about Scribblenauts? That's a new IP that's Nintendo exclusive. It got two games on the DS.
Not, actually.
What else?
PC nigga.
Nintendo console exclusive. Got two games on the DS, a new title for the 3DS and Wii U upon the Wii U launch, and it has another coming soon in the form of Scribblenauts Unmasked.
Which is out now.
While also not graphically impressive, it's a series that gets better and better with each release, growing in size, content, gameplay options, and level variety. Also on the Wii, we were treated to Mario Galaxy 1 and 2. After beating a dead horse and putting Mario in every genre of game you could think of, Nintendo went back and redefined Mario. The level design was superb, the gameplay engaging, and the style innovative. It was the massive overhaul they needed to make Mario interesting and relevant again, in my opinion, was a huge success. Even now with the Wii U, they're trying new things with Mario. While New Super Mario Bros. U was not as fun as I was hoping, they completely remade the levels to put Luigi in the spotlight with New Luigi U. And now with the upcoming Super Mario 3D World, you miss the most important thing about this game. It's not a big deal that there's a new cat power-up. He's been a bee, a spring, metal, big, small, whatever. A cat isn't important. What's important is that they're taking a different approach to this one, bringing back Peach as a playable character for the first time since Mario 2. Instead of playing Mario, Luigi, and a couple of inconsequential Toads, you've got your main four. Mario, Luigi, Peach, and the original Toad. Going back to something beloved from the past while combining it with the new 3D aspects is what I'm looking most forward to there. Page 2. Now we're at the Wii U, and I cannot understand how you think they've got no new IPs or third-party support. Read the new IPs. Look at LEGO City Undercover. Look at Nintendo Land. Look at the Wonderful 101. That makes three in 1 year. Or Platinum games in general. Moving on to third-party support, they've picked up Bayonetta and have its sequel Wii U exclusive. With a fantastic developer like Platinum Games on their side, I have no doubt more support will come from others in time. Also, while the Monster Hunter games used to be primarily PlayStation material, they seem to have taken quite a liking with Nintendo since releasing Monster Hunter 3 on the Wii, following up with the Wii U and 3DS releases earlier this year. Perhaps more importantly, with regards to third-party support, are you forgetting about Arkham Origins, Watch Dogs, Ass Creed 4? How about the previously released Arkham City Armored Edition, Tekken Tag 2?
Hold up, 1 second. Armored Edition. Keep going.
And Mass Effect 3. I understand that releasing something like Mass Effect 3 solo without the other two games and a year after the game's initial release was a tad ridiculous, but they still got it on the Wii U. Honestly, I don't see a lack of support here at all, and I have no idea how you can say that they don't have the internal power to get support. It's common knowledge that the processor isn't up to the Xbox One and PS4 specs, but obviously it's going to play games well enough if it's got the heavy hitters I just mentioned in their lineup. That means if you want a Wii U for the upcoming Smash Bros. Game but also want Watch Dogs, that's okay. You can play it on your Wii U, with potentially more features due to the gamepad utilization. Break for discussion.
All right, let me see it. You guys talk for a minute, because I gotta...
I need a fucking drink!
I need a drink just listening to you say that.
Thanks, Pappy, because I was thinking the same thing.
All right, you know what? I'm going to go get a drink. And,
yeah, go ahead.
I can't bring the microphone with me. So
by all means, just put your headset down. It's cool. Skype is cool for this. I am fully on board with everything that he has said up to this point.
I disagree a little bit with the third-party support. I mean, some of the games he mentioned were EA games, and it's pretty much common knowledge that EA is kind of
dropping their
bailing
shit
on them.
Yeah.
I agree with the Wii U exclusives and the Wii Nintendo exclusives, first party games.
Mm-hmm.
They're there. They're fun. They're good. They're worth getting. I think third party support definitely needs more work.
It needs improvement, but it's slightly
Ubisoft
there.
Ubisoft is big time on board.
Ubisoft is
Warner Brothers is big time on board.
Yep.
But there really isn't too much there. Hopefully more will come. Capcom seems to be getting more friendly with them.
Well, who's to say that they might not fuck around with some Atlas with Sega?
True.
Because Sega's big always time loved they, Nintendo Sega, since they've got, like...
Sega has the Sonic games exclusive to Nintendo for the next few. And in the past few days, we never mentioned this, Sonic's confirmed for Smash.
Yep.
For the
that's
new
exciting.
One.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I heard that.
Which is exciting.
So, I mean, honestly...
Imagine, just think about that for a second. Mario, Sonic, and Mega Man are going to beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, but Sonic was in...
But Mega Man wasn't.
Well, right, but Sonic was in the last one, right?
But Mario, Sonic, and Mega Man all in one game. And
I'd be more excited for Knuckles.
Eh.
I love Knuckles.
But
Knuckles,
think
Knuckles
of this,
is my
because,
homie.
Because Namco's helping develop this one, I think Pac-Man is very likely as well.
I could see that.
So
I could definitely see
all
that.
Four
what
of those
I would actually really love
characters.
To see, what I would really love to see is some DLC support for some extra characters down the road.
That'd be cool.
That's what I'd love to see. Cuz it seems like every single time from what I can remember, I really nothing springs to mind as far as what games on the Wii U require hard disk DLC that's worth getting.
Required?
No, I mean I'm saying like instead of like the Disney Infinity thing, which actually I kind of want to try. I do mainly just because of my fiance. Because like she's an extremely casual gamer, but I think that's something that she might get into depending on how the gameplay is. I haven't been able to do that much research on it, but she plays like a lot of like cutesy stuff, and well, even the Epic Mickey stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that's still like it's geared towards children, but a lot of adults enjoy them as well. I think there's a lot of games that, you know, I'm going to want to pick up for a Wii. I'm telling you right now, I'm picking up a Wii U for my next-gen console, and then I'm just sticking to PC.
I'm telling you, put one of the Zelda ones on layaway. Just
that's exactly what I'm doing.
Quit procrastinating. Do it before they're gone.
Yep.
Asshole.
I wonder if I could... Can I do that, like, when I leave here? Walmart's 24/7,
sure
so
can.
I mean, like, I don't know. I might think about that.
Why wouldn't you? Jordan, all you got to do is go...
Jordan, don't listen to this podcast.
Go to customer service, and they'll...
Jordan, don't listen.
Fuck, they could probably do it in electronics.
Probably. I'll have to ask. I'll find out.
Then again, if she listens to this on Friday, you already put it on layaway. So,
well, no. The thing is, I want to surprise her with it. I don't want to let her know that I'm actually getting it. Because that's the thing, too. I mean, like, what? Like, I love the idea of being able to... I mean, I know that the surprise is kind of going to be there for the other consoles. But I'm honestly, like, I'm terribly excited to get a Wii U... like hooked up to my TV, whereas like an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4, I'll be intrigued, but I'm not like, oh my god, I can't wait for this to happen. Like, what the fuck am I like?
Okay, well, in a year, you might have a different opinion,
maybe,
because it's been a year since the Wii U released,
right? Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, like, I don't know what the Wii U is going to do from here on out, but I know that there's going to be games that I want, and that I'm not going to be able to get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Whereas,
like, Tim's just typing away over there. What the hell are you typing?
I'm just typing notes. I'm like actually here today.
He's filling up his Craigslist report.
Yeah,
it's essentially
No, just a few just talking points.
But
misconnections.
I mean, there's a lot of like if, and this is kind of how I viewed it before was when I sit down to play a console, I want to play something that I can kind of like pick up, play for a little while. You know, I don't have to like critically think of where I was last time, and you know, like I something just pick up, have some fun, put it down.
Yeah.
PC is where I'm really going to go for, like, this is going to be my hardcore, like, really get into it kind of gaming experience, and I'm fine with that. That's just the way that I am. And I think, you know, Nintendo is going to provide me with those types of titles, so that's where I'm going to go. Like, it's...
Anyway, should we continue on with the email?
Just another, like, 2 minutes.
God damn you. Hey, Pappy, what are you thinking, Nintendo?
Okay, well, no, I think I'm good.
Oh,
so, God damn, let Pappy talk.
Yeah, let Pappy talk.
Like the whole time.
I'm kind of in between both, you know, everyone on this, and that Nintendo is going to continue to put out fun, entertaining games, but they're more and more going to become niche. They're not interested in competing with massive online. They're not interested in doing what the big two now, Microsoft and Sony, are doing. So while... Absolutely. If I'm at someone's house and they have a Wii U and they got some cool game, I will play the shit out of it. But I have zero interest in having one in my house.
Until Smash Brothers comes out. And then we play it.
No, then I'm going to come to your couch and then play it for like 3 weeks and let your cat murder me.
Cool.
See, but that's the thing, though. It's like...
Which one?
The Wii U... And this is what kind of sucks.
Bro, like, fist.
The Wii U is one of those kind of things where it's like, if someone's around and they see that someone has a Wii U, they're like, oh man, I really want to try that.
Yeah.
But they won't go out and fucking buy one themselves. Like, that's kind
of
lame.
I think it's the lack of really being able to get a hands-on with it.
That's what I said leading up to the launch of it, is that when you get it in your hands,
you understand.
You want it.
The biggest thing I hear from people is, oh, that controller just looks so heavy and uncomfortable.
No.
Put one in your hands.
Yeah,
well, your
yeah,
mind will
really
change immediately.
The thing
still
that I hear
smaller and more comfortable than Microsoft's first Xbox controller.
Yeah, I actually loved the first Xbox controller because I got big hands.
So did our friend Josh.
Oh, yeah. It was good times. The only thing I didn't like was the white and the black button.
The bear.
You're racist.
I said the white and the black
You're
button.
You're racist!
I hate whites and black.
You're just an equal opportunity racist.
So, first of all...
I hate everybody.
Just being nitpicky about some of his points. Three new IPs from Y2K onward. Really? The Vita alone, which is another system that I look at as failing, but I know it's going to be good in the long run, because the PSP was a system that has constantly been a shitbox of a system, but there's some amazing, amazing games on it. And in the end of its life, there was it's a system worth buying just to have for some of the really classic titles on it. But, I mean, the PSP and the Vita shit out new IPs like crazy that are good. It's not difficult to really shit out a new IP that's good. Like, saying that Nintendo's done three new IPs since Y2K, which I'm sure there are more, but he only cited three, is like, that's one of the things I'm talking about. That there are companies that are willing to make good games on innovative hardware, but they're not looking at the Wii U because they know it has inherent
faults. Okay, Sony might shit out more unique new IPs, but they also shit out a lot of shit IPs. Same with Microsoft.
It's true.
They shit a lot.
But the comparison of the Vita to the Wii U that I'm making, the Vita, pretty much every new IP on the Vita has been spectacular. More so than not. And you can't, like, you just can't argue with that. It's a good system with good games on it.
Oh, no one's debating the Vita's not good.
But the Wii specific games, they were fun and they're worth buying a console for, but they're not full games. The Wii U specific games like Wii Sports, the first Wii Sports is not like a full game. That to me feels like a mini game collection that is very bare bones. Wii Play, same thing. It's one of those things that you get it and you play it with your friends, you play it occasionally, but it's not something that to me is traditionally like even NES games had more content than that.
No. You want to know what else isn't a traditional full game?
What?
Rock Band.
But that's a completely new genre. That's what
you don't need to have a full story beginning to end.
I'm not saying you need that.
Worthwhile
Rock Band
game.
Still has a huge breadth of more content than one of those Wii specific games does.
Depending on if all you do is buy the disc and that's it.
Even if you just buy the disc,
you have 80 songs.
It's still a much more interesting and complex game than the Wii U ones. Or not the Wii U, the Wii is what I was mentioning there. Like Wii Sports and Wii Play, things like that.
Wii Sports Resort
definitely upped the ante a little bit, but it still wasn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you got an NES game or something, most NES games were pretty wild little games, you know? There's a lot more to them than just, you know, here's ping pong. You know,
yeah, dude, but you don't understand how much
ping pong.
You don't know how much I dumped into ping pong in Wii Sports Resort. You have no fucking clue,
I know, but
man.
The point that I'm getting at with that is that was one of the problems is that they almost made sort of the equivalent of a mobile game as their lead title, which while that's not,
but it's to it was. I understand why they did that.
Me. We're not interrupting this time.
Okay.
the problem
but,
with. Smash the phone.
Ass titties.
The problem with it is that Nintendo is still coming out as a major console. They're not coming out with this type of mindset or mentality to the main and general consumer of this is what we're trying to do. They're still presenting it as a game console. Whereas it's not a traditional game console anymore. They're trying to move off into their own niche, which is fine. The problem is that they are not doing their due diligence to communicate that to the consumer base.
Well, I understand where they went with having a game like Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort as like its lead thing is because it's highlighting the diversity of what they can do with
the unique
the console.
Features of the unique console.
No, and yeah, right. And I think that's a fantastic thing to do, but if they as a company were putting out more games that had showcased it right away that were more traditional, then...
But that's the thing. They're not trying to be traditional. So it's...
Hence my problem is that it was not presented to the general consumer base like that, which they failed as a company in that regard. And they're continuing to send out mixed messages about this console. Even today, in GameStop, people will walk in and out of there and look at the Wii U and think that the gamepad is an expansion on the original Wii. They don't understand that it is a, quote, next-generation console.
Okay, all their ads now are mentioning it's a new console. From the beginning, sure, they were pretty vague about it, but now they are very, very clearly saying that this is a new system.
Okay, moving on.
Pappy, you had something to say?
Yeah, it's hard for me to jump in on you guys. I don't want to interrupt, but since I can't make eye contact.
No, just jump in. Just raise your hand.
It's a fucking show.
Yeah, thanks. The other thing, because you guys mentioned, you know, it's hard.
Anyway, continuing the email.
Oh, come on, Joe!
go on, Happy. Get across to the gamers what was going on, but also think about it. Yeah, we seem to agree that Nintendo's moving on into their own niche, but at the same time, they're still considered the big three. You know, the big three at E3, it's Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo. So it's hard for them to be like, hey guys, we're nothing like those two fuckers, but at the same time, we're going to appear at every event they do and treat our console similar because we don't want to blow your brains, you know, because you've already gone through the other two conferences. And we don't want to suddenly be like, oh, treat us like something else. Although you're here for similar shit. You know, it's hard for them. It does take time to change a consumer's mind when they've just associated you with console gaming, the same console, the first fucking consoles to rule the world, if you will.
Yeah. Here's the best analogy I can make for what Nintendo's doing right now. Is they're a band. They're a band that's been around for a long time. They're trying to change up their lineup and change up their style a little bit because that's where they are at their
point
in
their life.
But
no one wants it. They just want the hits.
Everybody wants the hits, but they still want to play the hits, but they also want to do new things.
And nobody wants them to be like
nobody
Rolling
wants
Stones.
To do anything.
Nintendo wants to play their new prog album, and everyone else wants the old polka classics.
And
so you're saying that Nintendo is corn.
So you're saying so you're saying that Nintendo is Rush. Is what you're saying.
It's just.
I like the corn joke better. He beat you to that one.
Yeah, but like from a musician standpoint, the Rush one's funnier.
They put themselves in a really precarious position, wherein they don't. I don't even think Nintendo knows exactly what they want because I think that they just want to cater to Nintendo fans.
I think that's all they want.
And Nintendo fans is a very nebulous idea because people who are fans of Nintendo. Might just be fans of the hardware. They might not even like the Mario games that much. They like Nintendo products.
My mom has a fucking Wii for Wii Yoga and Wii Fit.
Yeah, like
she's never played it. The only game she enjoyed on the Wii console was the cow racing game. But she still owns a Wii because they were the first ones to be like, you know what? We can use this for other shit other than just sit on your ass and play video games.
Well, see, and that's the thing, too. Like, for the Wii U and using the gamepad and stuff like that, like, the concept to me of using that where it's like, oh, I'm going to sit down and just watch a bunch of YouTube videos. Like, using the gamepad and messing around with YouTube videos on your TV is, like, the coolest fucking thing in the world because you could search on the gamepad for other videos while the other one is playing up on the big screen.
I do love that feature.
Like, it's the
that's
coolest
really
fucking
awesome.
Fact. Like, oh, it's awesome. Like,
the,
and I don't have to pay monthly for it.
All right, let's get back
to the game. I'm not done yet.
Fucking...
I wanted to point out that I really like the fact that they put in the extra characters into Mario 3D Land because I think that they should have been there for New Super Mario to begin with. It was
should have.
Why would you put two Toads
the
in?
The two Toads thing has always been dumb.
The lineup has been there waiting to be
Well, Princess was captured, so I could see why Princess isn't there. But
what about Yoshi?
Put someone else in besides two Toads.
How about Yoshi?
Now, he mentioned the upcoming
titles.
Put a
giant hairy dick in there if you have to.
That would be drawn to life.
He mentioned the upcoming titles and specifically Watch Dogs. I want to do a side by side of this because Watch Dogs is while the functionality of the gamepad is probably going to be the best version of Watch Dogs for that reason, they'll probably have some really neat stuff for that.
Uh-huh.
However, it's gonna look like assholes,
dude.
In comparison,
I don't care what
it looks like.
It's probably
going to look on par with Xbox and PS3.
I don't care what it looks like.
We're going to see. I think this is going to be the equivalent of Dead Rising chop till you drop as compared to like Dead Rising. Now, hold on.
No, because that was a huge step down hardware wise where the Wii U is comparable to the PS3 and 360.
It's comparable, but it's not quite there. And we're going.
It's going to look comparable.
So they already have come out and talked about how the 360 version of Watch Dogs is not going to look as good as the Xbox One, obviously.
No shit.
But if it's a game that's that
graphically intensive.
Well, no, expansive, huge. It's going to be a very huge game, in not just in the size of it, but in what it's trying to do, mm-hmm. all of the things that it's going to be doing at once.
Sure.
It's going to be difficult for anything less powerful than a current generation system to deal with. And the Wii U is, nobody's ever really said exactly how powerful the correlation is with certainty. It's been said it's faster, it's been said it's slower. If we peg it on par and you add in the extra display, it's not gonna run as well. It's not gonna be the same exact experience. Now,
I think you're wrong, but that's something we have to wait.
Find out.
That's speculative.
Let's not speculate on that.
And the gamepad thing being such a big deal for Watch Dogs, we're gonna have smart glass integration in it too. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious to see the gamepad, because this was built for the game, is built with that tablet support in it.
Yeah.
The smart glass tablet support and Sony's tablet support.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see how not only it looks and runs, but the gameplay differences between all of that. Because if it's the same experience on my smart glass setup with my Xbox One, I'm gonna cry for Nintendo that night. And then the last point I was gonna make on this is that one of the biggest problems is that if Nintendo keeps catering to just their Nintendo fans, that's it. They don't try to keep up with the market space. They are going to drop away from the market space, which they've been trying to do purposely.
The U.S. market space or market space in general?
In general. They've been trying to drop away. Well, no, like I said the other week, the fractured ecosystem of development, which you can't deny that. It's been huge news stories again and again.
Mm-hmm.
I want Nintendo to stay in the game because their innovation is that, and that competition is driving innovation. Along with what Apple has done with mobile and touch and things like that, we saw, you know, the Wii U come about with the motion controls integrated and everything like that. We saw motion controls get integrated into the current generation systems. We saw all of this massive innovation in the market of console gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that Sony and Microsoft probably wouldn't have really done much to push that as a major thing. But with Nintendo around, they had to, because Nintendo was a juggernaut for so long. And still, to a good extent, is.
You definitely want a minimum of three consoles competing.
Yeah.
You do not want... Because, I mean... Here's my joke of the day is you don't want a two-party system in gaming because look at what our two-party system is capable of doing.
Have you tried turning it off and turning back on again?
Then I just got a fucking flagrant system error.
Yeah, I mean, we need that competition and that innovation. We need Nintendo around to drive that innovation. And if they go off on their own little, you know, their own little world, then we're going to lose out on that three-system market, and we're going to lose out on a lot of
interesting things. I'll just say, without the Wii, I don't think we ever would have seen the Move.
Nope.
I don't think we ever would have seen the Kinect.
The Move would have never existed. Kinect would have just stayed as vaporware.
Wait,
yep.
If we never saw the Kinect, does that mean we still would have Netflix parties?
Maybe.
Probably. I missed
that. That's a fair trade for me.
Yeah, right.
And then without the Wii U, I don't think we would see such a heavy emphasis on smart
tablet
glass
support.
Tech
yep.
oh, yeah.
as we
see,
are
that's,
now.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, there was a little bit there,
yeah.
but it wasn't a big emphasis. Now with the Wii U, everyone's trying to get smart glass involved.
They're doing it because they got scared. They realized motion was huge because grandma wants motion. The family wants motion.
Yeah.
The Wii U was good. The Wii was good in that it gave everybody what they wanted, which was something different. They went in with the Wii U saying, we're going to beat everybody to the punch and give them something even more different that is something that everybody's snatching up, tablets and things like that. We're going to do that immediately, and we're going to jump the gun.
But they did drop the ball in marketing it properly.
They definitely dropped the ball on that. And then what happened is, while the other systems had more time to build up what they were doing, the other companies, they said, well, why are we going to make anybody else buy another tablet when they already have tablets? Let's iterate on that
idea.
I don't
own a tablet.
You're a fool.
Why?
Suck my dick.
I'm kidding.
Suck my dick.
Both my dicks.
A lot of people have iPads. A lot of people have Android tablets.
I don't.
I know you don't. Neither of you do, but they are
huge. Hey, Pappy, do you have a tablet?
Yep.
Fuck you.
Because I'm not a loser.
I mean, no, you still are.
It's a huge deal.
No, I travel
deal,
but, all right, a lot. It's a lot easier to take a tablet traveling than a laptop.
Yeah. Dude, Pappy, let me tell you, I got a Microsoft Surface, a Pro. It is the best mobile computing solution I've ever
spent money on. I do want to get a Surface. I got
a Nexus 7 2 years ago, and it still runs pretty well.
Yeah, this thing is like carrying around my desktop computer in my bag.
Pappy, you also have a Zune, so shut up.
Hey, I like the Zune.
My Zune is still going strong, man. Purchase item.
Okay.
Sorry, Pappy.
We're going to go back to the email because it's been...
Almost an hour.
We knew this was coming.
75 minutes and we're only 1 1/3 pages into this.
We're not 75. What are you crazy?
75 minutes into the email.
Oh. What?
It's a joke, you ass.
What?
Toast. Okay, if there's one thing I want to see more from Nintendo, it's going back to more of their established franchises that seemingly were left by the wayside. They successfully brought back Kid Icarus from the dead with the 3DS Uprising, and I feel that there is so much untapped potential there. Ice Climbers have been in 2, likely soon to be 3 Smash Brothers games. Why not bring them back for a new adventure? Metroid hasn't been touched since 2010's Other M, which currently ranks as the second worst Metroid game released critically.
What was the other one?
Possibly Metroid 2.
On the Game Boy?
Yeah.
I believe it.
It's only been 3 years since that, though, so that's nothing... there's nothing saying it won't still resurface on the Wii U. What about Star Fox? Aside from a polished re-release of Star Fox 64 on the 3DS in 2011, there's been nothing new in the Lylat system since friggin' 2006. Fox seems to be a notable character, and Nintendo surely cares about him, but the fact that he's appeared in only 3 of his own games since the new millennium began implies otherwise. How about Super Princess Peach 2? People want more games featuring a heroine instead of a hero, right? Well, Peach got her one chance in the spotlight in 26. I can't fucking talk. God damn it, Zach.
2006.
Yes. In 2600. Peach got her one chance in the spotlight in 2006 as well, then was promptly forgotten. There are so many Nintendo-exclusive characters and franchises that could be focused on rather than pumping out more and more variations on
Pokemon.
Mario.
Pokemon.
Really? They pump out Pokemon constantly.
No, on the Wii U.
This on is just U. characters in general.
Pokemon.
Shut the fuck up. They just need to expand their vision a bit and let the Mario train cool down. As I said before...
The Mario train.
There have been plenty of worthwhile experiences in his recent games, but they just need to let their mascot take a brief hiatus. Break for discussion. Same
Calm
Pokemon...
the fuck down, Mario.
I think saying Pokemon needs to be put out more is wrong.
No. Not put out more, put out better.
There's just so many Pokemon. He's talking about games that haven't been seen in ages.
All right. Well, this is something that I touched on the other week, is that they have a lot of opportunities that they keep missing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there's not just other franchises that they could be touching on, but there are existing franchises that could be expanded upon in ways that fans have been clamoring for, but they haven't been
getting. Yeah, where's my M-rated Paperboy game?
That'd be awesome!
Dude, get the guy who did fucking... Hotline Miami to do it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I think that's Midway, though.
That would be amazing.
Doesn't matter.
So, this is one of my big talking points the other week, though, was the fact that Nintendo keeps missing opportunities to give the fans what they want. And if they at least gave the fans what they want, because right now, yes, they're giving the fans what they want. Pikmin 3, new Mario games. They're going to announce a new Zelda soon. Like,
well, there's the DS one. Yeah. It's going to be like a Link Between Worlds or something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, there's so much opportunity in their stable that they just, and Pokemon was something I think we did talk about the other week.
It's like they're, in case of emergency, not, like, console not selling well, break glass and it's a Pokemon MMO.
Yeah.
Like,
or not even an MMO, but if they just made it a large open world third person Pokemon game of some sort, you know?
I would poop everywhere. Yeah, I would use my Shatheter.
God damn it.
So this brings me to this. One of the best points to sell this to is what happened with Keiji Inafune. He left Capcom because he was saying people want Mega Man. They don't want this bullshit Mega Man you've been putting out. They want Mega Man. We're going to do Mega Man Infinity. We're going to do Mega Man Legends 3. we're going to do these games that people are actually interested in.
And Capcom's like, nah, and we're good.
And Capcom, because they because of their stubborn Japanese pride, said, no, we're going to make Resident Evil 6 because it needs to be an action title that sells, you know, 6 million copies.
Yeah.
We need to make blah, 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 blah. We need to do all
we
these games.
We need to
games.
Make a ninth Street Fighter 4.
We need to make all these games that...
But I love Street
Fighter. That people might be interested in the franchise, but no one's asking for that particular
so
game.
He goes on Kickstarter, makes a spiritual successor, and makes $4 million.
The third highest grossing Kickstarter for a game. And for a new Mega Man game.
Insanity.
And that what that is that that shows... That was, like, proof to the industry right there saying you need to look at your fans and see what they want you to make out of your stables. If you don't, then you're going to lose those developers and they're going to go to make their own games.
Come on, Namco, where's Great Greed 2?
And it's just that
I'm
is
sorry, what?
And that's
what was that?
That's one of the biggest problems with Nintendo right now is that they do like dude, they had so much opportunity to do stuff with Star Fox. How about losing Rare was the stupidest thing they've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, no, if Rare stuck together,
dude, if Rare stuck together, they'd be in, they'd be a fucking gold mine. They'd be an absolute fucking gold mine. Think of every single amazing Super Nintendo game that you could like that you played other than Earthbound, and where did it come from?
Nintendo. You mean N64, right?
Well, N64
because Rare didn't do too much on the Super Nintendo.
Still,
what? What?
Well, they did Donkey Kong Country, but I can't think of anything else.
What else?
Killer Instinct
wasn't on Super Nintendo.
Yes, it was!
Oh, shit. I'm thinking K.I.
Gold.
It's $20!
Okay, I stand corrected.
It was a black cartridge. It was awesome.
Okay, what else? Donkey Kong and K.I.
But you understand what I'm getting at, right?
Donkey Kong, K.I., what else from Rare on the Super Nintendo?
Well, here's what happened with that, though. Is that company came out and said, here's two fucking amazing games. And then the N64 happened. They're like, here's some more fucking amazing games. And then, once again, company wouldn't let them do anything good. And the developers left.
They did
peace.
GoldenEye 007.
N64.
Perfect Dark. Conker's Bad
N64.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Banjo-Kazooie, motherfucker. Rare was massive on the Nintendo 64. Yes.
But once again,
Super Nintendo, not so much.
Well, they did good.
That's
stuff
where they
on
were. That's where they were started.
If you are a company with a wealth of creativity and you will not let your company use that creativity, the developers will leave.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happened with Rare.
And that they were all the big guys were already starting to leave. And I think Nintendo saw the writing on the wall, and they're like, you know what? I think we're good. We got Retro, Rare. We'll see you. And Rare turned to shit.
Well, yes and no.
Did they turn heel?
Yes.
I haven't had a chance.
Steel chair. Imagine if Grab by the Ghoulies came out on the GameCube.
I don't know.
I think people would be wondering, what the fuck happened to Rare? Why would Nintendo let this through?
Yeah.
So instead it came out on the Xbox, and they're like, well, it's but not bad. I mean, it's the first Rare game on Xbox. It's got some growing pains, but they'll be okay.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Zach, though, that there's so many...
Pro wrestling, too.
There's so many things that they have.
Fire pro wrestling?
No. I want, like, the Amazon and King Lion. Like, pro wrestling. NES, pro wrestling.
Yeah. No, you're right. Nintendo's left a lot off on the wayside. And it feels almost like they're just sitting on a bunch of IPs just in case.
Is it?
You know, hey, we're still selling Mario. We're still selling, you know... Legend of Zelda. Let's just not do any of this shit until people don't buy Mario or don't buy these three or four things that we're pumping sequels out to.
Can I get like a Super Mario 64-ish type of version of Kirby? Can I get that?
Weren't they making that for the N64 and it got scrapped?
Can I get that? I would like to get that.
I see. You know what I want? You ever play Wrecking Crew on the NES?
I was going to say Wrecking Crew 2.
I want Wrecking Crew, but it's Wario and Waluigi.
That'd be cool.
It would make sense. Because the skins were basically Bizarro, Mario, and Luigi to begin with.
Yeah. I think that Nintendo, like Zach's idea of a new Ice Climbers game could be really awesome.
I never actually played Ice Climbers.
The original Ice Climbers is not great.
Is it rough? It's rough.
It's a first-gen NES game. That's all you need to know.
So
could they make like a a legit, like, hardcore, like, throw your controller off the wall Ninja Gaiden again?
Did they do ask that? Tecmo. That's not Nintendo.
They get, well, yeah, I know they got acquired by that, but what other, what else is on Tecmo? I forget.
Tecmo Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Tecmo
Super Bowl.
I want to go would be cool. Right,
Tecmo Super Bowl
now.
Would be
DOA.
Oh, yeah. Why don't they? Does Tecmo do anything for Wii U right now?
Samurai Games, but that's more Koei.
Tecmo Koei.
Yeah.
Tecmo.
Oh, they did the new Ninja Gaiden. Razor's Edge was a launch title for the Wii U.
Womp womp.
No, I mean like. Ninja Gaiden.
It was better than 3, at least.
Like Ninja Gaiden 1, 2, 3 Ninja Gaiden.
But anyway, let's continue on.
Tecmo's dead. Pappy, did you have anything to say? I heard you a few times.
Quack.
Quack.
We heard you gurgling.
That's a no.
No, you heard me drinking beer, because this is definitely that kind of discussion.
It's a beer worthy. It's beer worthy.
I need to be fucked up to talk.
No, you guys hit all the points. I mean, I think we all agree that Nintendo has left a lot of stuff on the table that they could have utilized to be even bigger and better than they are now. Why do you only need 3 new games a year? You know, Sony and Xbox are between their originals and their third party. They're pumping out recognizable IPs at a much faster rate, and I think that's Nintendo's problem. They're happy to say, we'll give you 1 Zelda game, 1 Pikmin game, and 1 Mario game this year. See you in 2014. It's like, dude, you guys are sitting on so much shit. You have so much, you know, quality built up that you could potentially put out, you know, 2 games a quarter and still not step on your own toes.
Yep. Well, Nintendo has been pumping out a lot more games now. Like, since August, we've been getting a new game every month.
Because I think they finally saw the writing on the wall, and they're not going to be able to keep up in the battle unless they start.
We did talk about this, where one of the big reasons why there wasn't a lot of stuff out for the Wii U launch was because they wanted to give third parties a chance. And third parties, their biggest complaint is that Nintendo's first party titles overshadow whatever they put out.
Yeah. It doesn't sell. It is a lose-lose.
So
the third party's never going to put out a game more recognizable than Mario.
Yeah, but so Nintendo gave the third parties a chance to shine, and they're like, hey, listen, for launch, we're just putting out some tiny stuff. This is all you guys, you know, have
fun. Yeah,
but
the average gamer isn't going to read that press report.
No, but third parties didn't give a fuck. They didn't put anything out, and then they're blaming Nintendo for not selling systems because they didn't put out enough games.
Yeah, at least so, it's a lose-lose.
It was a bad calculation
on Nintendo's part. They should have known better. Come launch time, you need to roll out the biggest and the best. And then after, you know, two successful quarters, then they could have been like, hey, we're going to back off and push some third parties on you.
The biggest,
now that
the
we've
best,
already sold the consoles.
You remember that band, Pappy? Clawfinger? Remember them?
Who's the what now?
Does that take you back to high school? Clawfinger? Tim, do you know Clawfinger?
I do not.
You don't know.
What are you doing here?
Wow.
What are you even? Why are you here?
Your mom. Anyway, back to the email.
What page are we on?
We're still on page 2.
Fuck.
Of 3.
I think I need another beer.
By all means, this might take a while.
Well, you have to stick around so I can actually read this stuff.
You don't.
You read it, and when you're done, you can discuss while I get another beer.
Okay. So, back to Zach. Tim, there was one point in particular I do agree with you on. Uh-oh.
His ego's
going to go crazy now. One thing that Nintendo was trying to push during their laughable marketing campaign of the Wii U was bringing multiplayer back to the living room. They wanted to put more focus on physically getting people together to enjoy their games rather than relying solely on the online playability. And given their track record with online play, I think that's a great thing. As someone who grew up in the age of LAN parties and 4-player split screen,
I have no idea what that time was like on a
20-inch TV, where me and 3 buddies had to basically sit on each other to see our part on the screen while still having the best fucking time of our lives, I absolutely support bringing multiplayer back to the couch. So while you can most definitely play every Wii U game with the gamepad, Tim is right to say that it shouldn't be expected that people with the Wii U also have spare Wiimotes lying around to use for multiplayer. As such, it would have definitely made sense to include 1 remote and 1 nunchuck in the Wii U package, even if that meant bumping up the price by an extra $30 or $40. If they're going to make such a big deal out of wanting people to enjoy their games together at home, they should support that by throwing in a second controller. Instead of releasing the basic and deluxe systems with 8 and 32 gigs respectively, perhaps the route they should have taken was just have a black 32 gig and a white 32 gig. Racist. One costs $299 and comes with just the console, gamepad, and cords. Then the deluxe party pack could be $375 and had Nintendo Land and a Wii Remote, too. I think that would have been completely reasonable. Change page. However, focusing on the gamepad is not the same as no longer supporting the Wii remotes. I very rarely have problems with my Wii remotes, and I do not feel...
Wii remotes.
There's a lot of words here.
Wii remotes.
God forbid we ever watch Joe try to actually read a book.
I really have problems with my Wii remotes.
Joe doesn't read books.
I'm going to put a speech jammer on him.
I don't know what the fuck books are.
Of course he reads books. He plays fucking Final Fantasy Online.
Remember he said no interrupting?
We're not interrupting. We're having our own conversation.
Fuck off. I very rarely have problems with my Wii remotes and do not feel they need updating since the Motion Plus. Nintendo is not going to copy PlayStation by taking the route of integrating the motion control into a more conventional controller because that's not how they roll. Other people copy Nintendo, not the other way around. Break for discussion.
That's totally true.
Absolutely true.
Before I get up on that one real quick.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, sorry, I'm like 2 seconds behind you guys here.
Shut the fuck up and talk.
Yeah, I totally agree. You can't sell a console and be like, the best part about this is having friends over, but you're only getting one controller. I'm totally with him. They should have offered some kind of ultimate edition where you got additional controllers.
I
think that they should have... Put in just a Wiimote, not a Wiimote and a nunchuck, because most of them you don't need the nunchuck for, right? You just need the Wiimote. Nintendo Land, does it need?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if they did that, they should have just taken the hit. And my reasoning for that is they probably produced so fucking many of those that have gone unsold. I bet they probably could have recalled them, and recalled a shit ton of them from all over the world. From stores who have extra stock that they clearance or are clearancing out or whatever.
Yeah.
The ones that were branded Wii, mind you.
Yeah.
Recall those, package them into the Wii U set, and give them comp them for free with the system purchase. I don't necessarily know if I don't like the two system idea. I think that they should have just had
What do you mean two system idea?
8 gig and 32 gig.
Well, they dropped the 8 gig anyways.
Yeah, and I think that that's obnoxious, the price difference between that. I think that the other things other than the gigabyte justified the price difference.
Yeah.
The gigabyte size, though, go to your local Radio Shack and buy an SD card, a 32 gig SD card.
Yeah, you can for like $20.
$20, right? Now, that's pretty much what they cost. I mean, if you're buying them to manufacture, they're going to cost like $5.
Yeah.
If that.
Now, let's say it's a slightly better one because it's going to be used as a hard drive,
right,
which is really not much of a difference. $10.
$7 or $8 at cost, yeah. Maybe.
It's like, that is probably the cheapest part in the fucking system, other than an LED.
Like, I do think that including a controller would be dumb. The whole point, you work at GameStop, you've been at a game store for the whole time I know you.
I've been doing games for a while.
The whole point of selling systems is add-ons.
Yep.
You want people to buy those extra controllers. You
yep.
want people to buy accessories and cords and stupid little shitty silicone cases.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
So including that extra controller is an accessory sale taken away from Nintendo.
Yep.
From a business standpoint,
because essentially you can make a much better markup on a separate accessory as opposed to just
bundling it in with shit.
And that is a good point, but...
I mean, what other game systems come with multiple controllers?
None.
None, yeah, you're right.
So
there's none.
There's no reason to do it. And then there's the people who buy it. It's like, oh, I don't need a second fucking controller. And they get pissed, like, I'm paying for something I don't want.
Oh, dude, people will go ape shit with that.
What other systems come with a controller that is only singular use and all the other controllers are completely different?
Yeah, but the other thing is, too, like, I don't need a nunchuck and a Wiimote to play any Wii U titles. If I want to sit and play Wii U titles by myself, I do not need that controller.
See, part of the interesting conundrum with the Wii U is that the backwards compatibility was a very good thing, and a lot of people cite it as a major feature.
Yes. I absolutely love that. I'm going to be able to play Dokapon again.
So a lot of people who are in the train of thought, which is the majority of the consumer base, to trade in their old system... keep their games because the new one will be able to use it.
Yep.
You have to trade in, if you don't have multiple controllers for your Wii U or for your Wii, and you have to trade that in, you're going to have to buy the controller again because it has to come with it when you trade it in, which is a shitty thing. It's one of those things where both sides of the argument are correct.
Yeah.
From what it, and it depends on your consumer standpoint. Mm-hmm. If you were the one frame of mind, then yes. If you're the other, then yes. Now, I know they just updated this. Oh, no, wait. No, it was, you can play Wii games on the gamepad screen, but you have to use a Wiimote.
So. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah, you can pretty
they
much use...
They just did
use,
an update the other day.
You can pretty much use the Wii U gamepad screen as a TV to play Wii games.
But you have to use a Wiimote still.
Yeah. Well, because they're designed to be played
I know,
with
but it's just,
the Wii
it's just,
controller.
It's just funny.
I
yeah.
mean, don't
now,
forget... when
you can
it,
now play a game in your home on a 5-inch screen instead of a 30-inch screen.
Hey, if yeah. someone's watching a movie or TV and you don't want to, that could come in handy.
It'd be good for Dokapan.
Yeah. It's pass and play. It's pass and play.
Well, it's pass two controllers.
I know, it's
don't,
fucking retarded.
Don't forget, when the Wii U switches to Wii mode, it's a Wii. It's not a Wii U anymore.
No, I'm aware.
It's just
aware.
A screen,
so,
essentially.
So just having that screen funny. On... Like, normally, yeah. when you would switch to the Wii, it would say, use the TV.
Yep.
You can't use this thing. This is a Wii now, not a Wii U.
Yeah, it is one of those things that, depending on your standpoint, like, I feel like if I were at Nintendo and I was putting out a risky system, risky for the company system, which it was for them, because this is the major point where they said, our beat is now off rhythm with everybody else, we're marching to our own beat, yeah. away yeah. from everybody. That was the risky system. That's the time when you want to pursue that, you want to give the customer a good faith in you by saying, we're giving you everything you need.
Yeah.
Everything in one box to get going. Which is a big deal to the consumer, which you can cite the Xbox and the fact that people found out they weren't getting a headset.
And it's coming with a headset now.
And now it's coming with a headset because they want, the whole marketing scheme around the Xbox One is you get the Xbox One and that's it. The yeah. one entertainment unit. Everything is in there. You
except
don't, you
Xbox 360 compatibility.
Yeah, but I mean... See, it blows my mind that everybody's pissed about that. Like, I can understand, once again, two different sides of the consumer poll there. When we grew up, none of our systems had backwards compatibility. Yeah. We didn't even
think
about
it. But there
also
wasn't the backlog of games.
Right.
True.
Well, some people probably had backlogs. Games.
Well, yes, but that's also not
people
as abundant.
Deep pockets.
Not as abundant now.
Yeah.
It's more abundant now than it was before.
Yeah, you don't see killer apps coming out.
And I dropped $20 on Fight for New York, Def Jam.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that game's so good.
In my 360, and they're like, oh, nope, not compatible. You gotta fucking dig your Xbox out of the closet and plug it in just to play this game.
If any game is worth digging out your original Xbox for, it's Fight for New York.
Yeah.
I agree. It just sucks that, you know, Xbox, you know, 360s had years to just do their backwards compatibility. You'd think that would just be a quick download.
Amped.
You know?
We're going to see more of that going forward after this console generation because of the digital streaming stuff where it'll be rendered server-side and sent to you. So
Microsoft, Def Jam, Fight for New York. Get on it.
Again, don't forget
they're,
that...
They're totes listening.
Don't forget that.
That is the way we're going.
Don't forget, when it jumped from the Xbox to the Xbox 360, they changed chip manufacturers. So they couldn't replicate the hardware from the original Xbox in the 360.
You just said, that's one of the best games to play. And they did, you know, offer a lot of game compatibilities. You just had to download a patch.
Yeah.
They did what they could with the hardware.
I mean, they never advertised full compatibility.
Let Peppy go.
I can patch for My Little Pony, but I can't patch for Def Jam.
Yeah.
It feels like that their objective was off.
Well, all right. hold on. How much you know about the architecture in a console, like the actual chip architecture?
It exists. That's how much I know.
All right. So what
it's in a box.
The reason why I can't play my PS3 game on my Xbox and vice versa is because they're completely different architectures. It's not like a computer where I can take my computer game to somebody else's house and install it on their computer, because they're built for entirely different architectures. The way
I'm with you. Different coding, different. You know,
exactly.
Everything.
So the reason why we don't have that backwards compatibility is because we're moving into completely different architectures of systems. Now, in the past, these systems were proprietarily built. They weren't built structurally like a computer system was, like a home computer. Although the newer consoles are pretty much that. There's still some proprietary stuff in there, but you're hearing a lot of talk of, well, how much RAM's in it? How much video RAM's in it? Like, you're hearing a lot of talk that are more computer gamer terms being applied to a console, whereas they don't really have any right being applied to it because they don't directly correlate yet. We're getting very close. Once we get into a generation where we're just using straight computer parts because they're cheaper and faster, then we're going to be seeing a lot of easy compatibility between generations.
Steambox.
And yeah, Steambox. But with the consoles right now, like, look at the PS3. The backwards compatible one had a PS2 crammed inside of it. Literally had a PS2 crammed inside of it.
Hold on.
Pappy.
Did you hang up?
I guess hung up or whatever. So he's calling back. So unless he has to go. But no, I completely understand where you're coming from.
All right, hold on. Let me throw you back on speaker.
Uh-oh.
What the hell is it doing now?
When your phone's drunk.
What are you resuming?
Just turn it up and put it down.
It's not on speaker.
It's not on speaker yet. It's resuming something.
Control-Alt-Delete.
Control-Alt-Windows phone.
You don't make things easier.
So,
Control-Alt-Lock
screen. The PS3...
Pappy's like, Skype hit the two-hour limit. It's like, fuck you!
Pappy, do you know how PS3 did their backwards compatibility? Originally?
They put both chipsets in it, right?
The PS3 had a PS2
built inside of it.
Yeah, that's why they stopped doing it, because they're like, this is a pain in the ass.
Well, it was a pain in the ass.
And it was expensive.
And it was the primary reason for the lasers burning out all the time. Is the system just had fucking problems trying to do that. And what it came down to is that it is very, very, very difficult to engineer that type of backwards compatibility when you build that system with a certain architecture. You don't know what the architecture for the next thing is going to be available.
Oh, no, I'm totally with you. My original point was just, you know, I'm selfish and they should make games that I want to play compatible with the system.
Pappy, for all we know, they probably tried to get Fight for New York to work on the 360, but it was probably just a coding issue where it wouldn't work properly. There's a lot of original Xbox games that are quote-unquote compatible, but there's audio glitches, visual glitches. Like, some of the downloadable ones, if you go to the demo section, it just crashes your system.
All right, so you know the fix for that?
My dick.
Microsoft. Def Jam, Fight for New York, HD Remix.
Yeah! Xbox One.
2014.
Make another one.
Let's do this.
Be sure to incorporate Lil Wayne so I could beat the piss out of him.
Yeah!
No, that's Lil Jon. Lil Wayne.
Oh,
so I could beat the piss out of him.
I think that every company tries to do that, tries to get the backwards compatibility work, and if they can't get it working to a point where it's not going to give them problems, they don't do it.
We are so far from that segment of the email.
Yeah, we really are.
Point.
Continue on.
To go back to what Zach was saying, though, with the pack that has like a Wii remote and shit in that, they do that in Japan. They have a bundle with that. And his other mention with Nintendo Land, yeah. They need to drop Nintendo Land from the bundle for good. You can go to GameStop and get it for $15.
But I love
it. $15?
Yeah. $15?
Being a pack-in consisting of a $50 markup, it's not needed anymore. What they're doing with Zelda, that's what they should do. When the Zelda ones are out, you know, replace it with the Bayonetta bundle or something else.
Replace it with a fucking
kid.
No,
6-year-old Mario. Child of mine. I got Mario. This Wii U bundle.
Replace but, it Joe, with Joe, Smash
you
Brothers.
Can't compare what we get to what Japan gets, because you know I was stationed there for 2 years.
No, I'm just saying that those bundles do exist.
Japan is a gamer's paradise. Like, every time I walked into Toys R Us, I just jizzed everywhere.
Oh, no. I'm just saying that in Japan, those bundles exist Wii remotes.
Japan gets all of the things that we wish we could have. And that's, again, that comes back around to the Japanese pride thing. They put that out for Japan only all of the time because Japan is who deserves it.
Well, Reggie went on record saying that the main reason America doesn't get the number of limited edition systems that Japan does is retail
because
space.
We don't marry our DSs.
No, retail space. Stores don't want to commit to displaying 10 different DSs.
That makes sense, but I mean, they just have to make them extremely limited. They'd have to make them actually limited, like the Pikachu XL.
Yeah, I think they should either that or sell it through Nintendo.com.
Yeah, that's a great way of doing it. Because I'm sure they get units left over from the Japanese
ones. Don't they have an actual, like, confirmed Amazon thing? I'm almost positive Nintendo has an actual like
Nintendo and Amazon are like not on good terms.
Really?
You can't even get the Zelda bundle officially through.
What was the thing with the DS? Because this is where the conundrum happened.
Wasn't it people were returning them because of what the fuck? They were like returning hinges or something.
They were returning DSs because the hinges were cracking or because of the screens were getting scratched too easily
from using them.
And people were returning them in such frequency that Amazon actually banned DS being sold by Nintendo on Amazon.
Yeah.
You cannot get a DS system from Amazon directly from Nintendo.
Yeah, so Amazon and Nintendo are not too friendly right now.
They haven't been for a long time.
Yeah.
Is there an online retailer that they are cool with? Like a
pretty much everybody.
Walmart, Best Buy.
Best Buy probably. GameStop,
yeah. Well, anyway, let's wrap up this fucking email. now that we're 3.5 hours in.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Agreed.
And this is the final segment, so no interrupting until...
We're good.
Okay, I'd like to bring up a point that you guys did not talk about and that I really never hear mentioned during console arguments, which surprises me. While games are pretty obviously first and foremost when it comes time to decide which console I'm going to buy, there are many other things to take into consideration as well. One thing I'd like to point out, being one of my highest reasons for purchasing a Wii U upon launch, is Nintendo's reliability when it comes to console quality.
Boom.
I never once had to buy a second N64. I only ever owned one GameCube. I purchased a first-generation Wii, and it still works to this day. In fact, I still have all my previous consoles, and they still fucking work. That is not something I could say about Sony and Microsoft. Between my wife and I, we have owned five, what the shit, Xbox 360s. He put the in parentheses. Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
Whether it was due to the Red Ring of Death, the... 70 was it 74 error? I thought it was
E74.
E74. He just has the number 74.
It's cool.
Get your shit together, Zach.
You're drunk, Zach.
Or the hard drive crapping out just after the Slim 360s released, which were not compatible with older consoles. The hardware was so fucking unreliable. They finally got it right eventually, as our current 360s lasted us over 2 years now. Wow, how impressive. But that so shit cool. is ridiculous. Now, I've only owned one PS3. And I've just bought that in February of this year, so I can't say anything from personal experience on them, but I have friends who can attest to having gone 2 or 3 PS3s throughout its life due to various errors, issues, and crashes. I can speak on that
one. I was just going to say.
So while it's true that Sony and Microsoft boast more powerful innards, and sometimes I think they're biting off more than they can chew and try to push the limits too early, it's not fair to the consumers to make us pay top dollar for half-finished hardware. I think one of you mentioned that recently those who buy a new console in its first year on the market are essentially beta testers, and I couldn't put it any better way. But really, I am not willing to drop $400 to $500 on something that, frankly, I don't have faith in working still after 2 years. Nintendo has proven time and time... I think he just opened a beer, didn't he?
He did. I just whispered, good job.
Whisper cake.
Nintendo has proven...
Thank you.
I don't think it's much of a whisper over
Skype. When you're over interrupting, Skype, No, your rules.
I'm sorry.
You're the guy's fucking talking.
I didn't interrupt.
No, you're being good. Kim, you're being very good.
I'm on point today.
Okay. Chris, shut the fuck up. Nintendo's proven time and time again that their consoles are built to last and are going to stay alive and kicking. While I don't have the money right now to pre-order a PS4 or Xbox, I still wouldn't even if I did. I refuse to buy either one within their first year to year and a half on the market on principle alone. I'll wait for the kinks to be worked out and problems to be fixed because, let's face it, there will be kinks and problems, and probably benefit from a price drop at the same time. In closing, I like my Wii U, I'm keeping it, and I know it's gotten plenty of life in it for me. Tim, if you don't want to play it, that's fine, but don't be a downer and piss on it all the time when, so far, by my count, it's 3-1 saying Nintendo's still in the game. I am presently flipping off Tim. Everyone knows that they're doing their own thing, but that's why we love them. YOLO, fuck the police, Z-Dog out. P.S. I love that you are all like writers, Zach, write in. I lolled. P.P.S. Upon listening to parts of the podcast again, sounds like this is what's happening over and over. Tim states argument, gives solid reasoning, explains his thoughts. Joe and Chris offer counter arguments with better points, seemingly winning the debate. Tim's rebuttal every time. He has a link to a GIF of Team America World Police with the hands just flailing above the head. Durka. So, Zach, first off, thank you for the novel.
Thank you.
You're not allowed to write in anymore.
You filled your quota for the year.
Right.
Thank you for taking time away from my first appearance.
Yeah, essentially.
On the subject of the hardware reliability, yes, Nintendo is
We're going to sign that and give that away in a prize pack.
I'm so cool with that.
Nintendo is absolutely renowned for their good hardware.
Oh, God, now, yeah.
Knowing some insight about the PS3 and the 360's debacles, the biggest thing that failed on them, the reason why they failed, was actually cheap solder.
Really?
Every time. Yep.
It's the CPUs.
Not just the CPUs, it's the video cards, it's everything. Right. The solder that they used was cheap solder. It was one of the ways they brought down the console production cost.
Bought from the Air Force?
Yes, yes they did.
So they bought cheap solder, and the problem was that the system could get hot enough to actually melt down the solder. And what it was doing is it was disconnecting itself from pieces of itself. Not like falling off, but enough to like basically put a crack in the solder that makes it not connecting properly.
And that's what gives you the red ring and the yellow light.
And that's why heating your system up would fix it, because if you heat it up enough, you actually reflow the solder on the board.
Let's also not forget, Sony are shit with lasers.
Oh my God, yeah.
The PS1. People seem to think that Sony are great with hardware. Because
they are absolutely not, dudes.
Because the red ring of death.
Has everybody forgotten the PS2?
And the PS1. The red ring of death has clouded everyone's minds. And they're like, oh, my PS3 never breaks down. First off, yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Many of them have broken down, especially the early models.
And a good point about that, too, is the warranties. Sony has the worst warranty. You need to have your original receipt.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts. Microsoft, if you bought it within a year of the...
You have a year from...
Yeah, okay. Or they can track it by serial.
Yeah, and the red ring, they gave you 3 years to cash in on a red ring,
which is awesome. Fantastic service for that, so it wasn't as bad. Yep. It sucked, but you got a fucking fixed system.
I mean, don't forget, Sony had a class action lawsuit because of how shitty the PS2 was built.
Yep.
Because of laser issues.
Oh, yeah.
Laser calibration issues. Let's go back to the PS1. Where the track that the laser rode on...
It would fucking fall off.
Well, no, it was made of plastic.
Yeah.
So after going back and forth so many times...
Snap.
Well, the plastic would wear down and it couldn't get any traction and the laser wouldn't move. So a lot of people would put a game in, power it on, and flip their system upside down so that the laser could go
wear out the other side of the plastic.
So it could get traction and actually move.
I've never heard about that. That's really
Sony cool. Yeah. Hardware fucking sucks. Xbox, the original Xbox was great.
My original Xbox was built like a fucking tank.
The
original Xbox was fantastic. The disc drives had some problems over the lifespan.
But for the most part, the original Xbox was a wonderfully built machine. Mm-hmm. The Slims, the Xbox 360 Slims... They're on par with the PS3. Possibly, I think it's even lower failure rate than PS3s.
Well, the 360 Slims, we saw maybe 5 break at the downtown game store.
Yeah.
Which it was very uncommon. It was usually people mistreating them.
Yeah.
You crack it open and there's just clouds of dust.
And cockroaches. Clouds of cockroaches.
Condoms.
Yep. All that shit.
Oh.
Nintendo doesn't fuck around.
I'll tell you what. I ran that game store for like 5 years, right? The last 2 years of it, we actually saw a shit ton of Wiis come in broken. They are very, very good systems, but they... And now, mind you, this is nothing close to the Xbox or PS3 breakdowns.
Yeah.
But we would see them come in every other week, pretty regularly. They'd break down and Chris would have to fix them. And it was laser issues. Lasers just die. I mean, it's fallible technology.
Aside from that, mostly the Nintendo systems were built properly.
Oh yeah, Nintendo.
We got to keep track of who cut Pappy off the most this episode.
I don't know.
I think
it's hard. It's really hard to not.
You just cut him off.
I know, but it's hard to. Well, I'm trying to make a point. So it's hard to not cut someone off when they're not in the room.
You know, I'm fine with that. I'm a lot more obnoxious than your usual guests like Kunal. You know, I don't like to wait
Kunal's
until
so
I've been
polite.
Told to speak.
He
is.
Hey, guys.
Guys. My GameCube survived 2 countries, drunk airmen, and I gave it to my first ex-wife because I'm a good Air Force guy. Too.
Yeah.
And,
possibly.
Her kid still plays the goddamn thing. In my Wii, I sold off. I think it's 4 or 5 years old now, and the guy I bought it still plays it. I'm on my third Xbox 360, and today we discovered that it randomly drops sound for 5 to 10 seconds.
Nice.
Wonderful. That would be solder.
Well, it's possible that might also be your cables hooking it up.
Or solder.
I'm hoping not, because, you know, HDMI ain't cheap.
Yeah, it is. What?
Monoprice.com.
I just bought a brand new six foot.
I only buy those monster cable, bitch.
Dude, you know? I just bought. Listen,
I'm kidding.
I just bought a 6 foot. Fuck you! I just bought a
He's
6 foot
HDMI. Impression.
I am. I bought a 6 foot HDMI cable 2 days ago for $17.
Why?
No, because this is
fucking what?
No, it has to be able. It does have to be able to handle the refresh rate. It does have to be able to... I buy thicker cords normally, but...
$5 for a 6 foot cord. Works perfectly because it's a fucking HDMI cable, and they're all the same.
Actually...
No, they're not.
There's different versions of them now.
Yeah, now they're 4K rated.
Yeah, the 4K rated ones actually have more... They can handle higher data rates. You need to get ones with higher data rates for the refresh rates that he's talking about.
That's what I have.
Because, like, the monitor I have for my computer, that's 160 hertz, you need to have a special DVI cable or a certain kind of HDMI cable to do it.
It's a refresh rate issue.
But for the most part, for him, for his Xbox...
No, you could just get any old
$5
fucking,
HDMI cable.
$5 foot long.
Now, I purposely spent the extra couple dollars on that cable in case I upgrade my monitor or what have you to a higher refresh rate.
Okay, I can understand doing that for future-proofing, but for an Xbox 360, just buy a $5 HDMI cable.
But an Xbox 360 could potentially put out a little bit better of a refresh rate if the TV and the cable provides.
They don't put out the refresh rate. The monitor is refresh rating.
Well, that's what I mean. So if he gets a TV...
Refresh rating.
If he gets a TV that has a higher refresh rate, yes, he can use that for his Xbox, and it will be better. I'm just saying. That's why I'll spend an extra $5, $10 on a cable that I know I'll be able to use years and years and years down the line without gimping performance. Period.
You suck.
You used the phrase gimping, didn't you?
I did. Yes, I did.
All right,
anyway, so Pappy, anything else you would like to say?
No, I'm with him. I feel like my three paragraphs and his 47 pages were pretty much on par with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, completely equal, 100%.
But no, he brought up some good points, and I do agree. You know, stuff I didn't touch on was all those amazing games and remakes and sequels they could have been doing that they're not. But it's hard to hate on Nintendo overall because they're no longer competing with the other two. They're still the big three in terms of sales and console availability, but they're two different directions now.
Nintendo is the stoned guy at the party in the corner playing his guitar. He's just doing his thing, man, and if you want to join in and have some fun, he'll hook you up.
And he also has no future.
And he also does copious amounts of drugs.
Yeah, sweet. But does that mean that is it Microsoft or Sony that's standing in the kitchen trying to slip a Mickey into women's drinks?
That would be the Xbox 360.
The Ouya.
No, the Ouya. The Ouya is the one that like is fucking snorting or smoking crack rocks off the toilet.
Smoking
lid.
Meth.
I don't know. Whatever. In the basement, however, they consume
by
meth
itself,
and crack.
Giving hand jobs for meth money.
Exactly.
No.
Why doesn't anybody respect me?
PlayStation's the guy who's going to finish college and do okay for himself. Microsoft is the Mark Zuckerberg of the college party, trying to steal everyone's fucking ideas. And
no,
he's going to be really
Sony
successful.
Is the idea stealer.
Well, but not this generation, though. I don't think this generation.
I don't know. We'll see. There's still plenty of time to rip off Nintendo.
I think this generation's going to see a lot less ideas.
I think the PlayStation and the Xbox are the ones that are like Eiffel Towering some drunk chick.
Yeah, the Ouya.
They're Eiffel Towering the Ouya.
Yeah, bro.
No, I think
fucking pound it,
dude,
bro.
We totally scored. This dude, is awesome.
I think, dude, switch me, bro. Switch.
I think Microsoft is doing the opposite end of the spectrum of what Nintendo's doing. They're trying to do something new, but they're trying to stay competitive in the
your
space.
Your dick looks so nice, bro.
You want some Natty
Ice? You want some Natty Ice?
Play some GameCube?
Play some GameCube, yep.
Hey, what's that big black dildo for?
Dude, I got some stories for you.
Jesus Christ. Two-hour podcast number two.
Any more shout-outs? Tim, got a shout-out?
Shout-out to...
To Natty Ice?
To Natty Ice.
Kyle Gatto.
Natty Ice, Kyle Gatto, 10 out of 10.com.
BladeMode.com.
Oh my god.
I have one final shout out.
I can't wait for April Fool's this year.
I have a shout out to Sony for my PS3 shitting out last night.
Yeah, let's end on that note. So your hard drive died.
Yeah, I was in the PlayStation store looking to pick up some stuff and the system just froze. I'm like, oh great, my system froze. It's happened before. Systems lock up.
Yeah.
First of all, do you have PlayStation Plus?
Yes.
Okay, so did you back up everything in the cloud already?
Not everything. Only the new stuff I've played since being a Plus member has uploaded automatically. That's it. Like, all the old stuff doesn't update automatically. So all my older games, all my PS1 and PS2 save files, gone. Because I powered the system off, turned it back on. It's like, you have to do a system restore check. Whatever, done it before. Flip back over, your system files are corrupted. You need to reformat. Oh, fuck me. So I had to do a format. So far, it's still holding up. But if the hard drive corrupted once, it's... I say it's on borrowed time right now.
I was just going to say, you might want to just replace the whole unit.
Like, I don't know if it's the hard drive that's fucked up or the system that's fucked up.
It could be either.
It could be the system, too.
It could be either, but...
All right, so what happened? Your system crashed, right?
Yeah.
System crashed, and what that did is in the middle of writing a file. Now it can't figure out how to finish that file, so the data is corrupted in the string. It can't fix it.
Right. Yeah. It is a hard drive issue. However,
it could also be system related.
Right. The reason why it froze.
It actually sounds kind of isolated. Actually, I mean, if it.
No, I've had freeze ups more frequently on the system.
Then get a new system.
Yeah.
That's possibly what I'm gonna have to do.
Probably.
Yeah. So
which version system is yours?
God, it's the standard slim has a 500 gig hard drive.
Woo!
What's that get me at GameStop?
Like $80?
Really?
That's what we gave at the video game store too. Cash, but
no, trade in, you fuck.
Yeah, trade in $80, 30% trade in bonus if you buy a used game or put it towards any of the newer titles coming out or pre order a game.
Pocket Bike Racer. Pocket Bike Racer, you buy for $1 and then you get that 30% up.
$5 foot long.
Ba boom.
10 out of 10.
Go get it.
Hey, Pap, you want to buy a PS3?
No, mine still works. My Blu-ray player, it's still functional.
Your Blu-ray?
That's all I play. I call it my Blu-ray player. My Blu-ray player.
My Blu-ray. Blu-ray. Your Sugar Ray player?
We didn't do this
yet. The only game I bought in 2013 for that fucking console was The Last of Us.
Oh! Do you have any suggestions for our Game Olympics?
Masturbation.
I win.
I'm married. I win.
I'm engaged.
I'm close lonely. Enough.
Looking at Hold your me. Girlfriend, if Hold you me. Win the Masturbation Olympics, you're doing something wrong, buddy.
Well, you know what he's doing? Having too big of a dick for his girl, so. Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I'm not sorry.
Steak, 10 out of 10.
Are you guys just doing old school games or any
game? Pretty much anything that's available or that we can probably get our hands on, so.
I hate Joe with a passion.
Are you going to say any fighting game?
Joe, like any Modern Warfare game.
No, I found
no, it. The Call of Duty is not allowed in this house.
No, it's not an actual game.
When is it that we're supposed to be doing this?
November.
Okay, some of the rules I want is it has to be a game that none of us have played.
Ooh.
Because
Joe plays like everything.
Okay, a game none of us have played or a game that we haven't played in forever.
Well, we've already agreed on Tetris.
Kung Fu.
Like, I don't want to do Tetris against you. I'm not dumb.
We've talked about this, like, we...
Pull up a sound clip. I want a sound clip.
You said that you would stomp him. I have the clip.
Then I realized how good he was, and I'm like, see, but...
You've never seen me play.
Yeah, I know, but I've heard... I know how good you are now.
Yeah, Joe, what were you ranked in the nation? Or, I'm sorry, in the world?
Like, eighth?
In the world.
See, here's the thing, is that if we're going to do games that one of us are really, really good at, then I'm going to be like, let's play some fucking Dark Souls.
How do you play Dark Souls, like, competitively? Fuck off! We'll be there for weeks!
You can beat it in half hour.
I know, right, I've seen the video, but...
suggestions before you guys start, like, okay, you know, bitch-slapping each other.
Essentially, yeah.
Either Kung Fu for the original Nintendo.
Good one.
Or GoldenEye.
See, I never played GoldenEye.
I don't have an N64. GoldenEye's
fucking rough. I can get us any game system we want.
True.
Virtual Boy, 10 out of 10. Kyle got it.
One's in my closet. I have a Virtual Boy. Fuckers.
So those are my two recommendations.
Okay, I have one. To make sure none of you have played it.
Ashley just said Magical Drop.
Pokemon Rumble U.
I haven't played it.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know how to play it exactly, but it uses the NFC chip. And you can buy... There's 16 different Pokemon
figures. Yeah, I'm not buying new figures.
Like Skylander. No, I'm going to buy them. I'll buy them. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy, like, 10 of them. And we're each going to reach in and pull out one. Because they're random. You can't tell which one you're getting. I'm pretty sure. And then we're going to pull it out and we're going to play all the mini games on there.
Okay.
With our Pokemon.
Dude, I'm so down. I think
that'd be fun, because if none of us have played it, don't play it. Don't look up anything about it. Let's go into it blind. Let's have a fucking...
We're still doing Tetris.
Dude, that's a loaded game.
Yeah, we can't... I don't want
to... Loaded games.
Team up on me.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
Right. No, it doesn't.
Huh? Joe.
Huh?
Do you remember the barbecue where you and me versus, what, 87 other people almost always won?
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah, that's the thing. We're not doing that.
We can't do loaded games like that.
The thing is, in multiplayer Tetris, you can gang up on people and beat them.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be really an Olympics then.
Yeah.
Sure would.
No.
Take out the strong one and then fight it out for yourself.
So it's the Hunger Games now.
Yeah, but I would just buy the DLC pack and win.
See, at least you admitted it. At least you admitted it.
Oh, no, we're not doing Tetris Blitz. Fuck that.
But no, I want to do games. I want to do unique games. I want to do games we haven't played. I want to do, or games that we haven't played in a long time or just aren't good at. If all of us aren't good at it, it's going to be a lot more fun.
I think so, too. I agree.
See, I thought
there's a lot of games that I haven't played, so that's going to be easy.
I thought we were all set on doing a fighting game, Tiger, and Tetris for three of them.
I think that we should do one game of every genre of major genres.
But they should all be games that we haven't played.
That's finding games that we all haven't played is going to be too tough.
Well, have you played Blaze Blue?
Yes, I don't like it.
I was going to say, because I'm thinking of fighting games that
I've played. I'm a Guilty Gear vet, so that wouldn't be fair once I learn the mechanics.
Let's see here. Have you ever played... I played Primal Rage.
We're playing Girl Fight.
Wait,
Girl Fight I'm totally down with, because none of us have played it, right?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
None of us have played it. I heard it's awful, and I think it'd be fucking hysterical.
Okay.
We're just playing the demo of it, because I'm not actually paying for it.
Maybe we can get a review code or something.
Kyle Gatto.
Review code.
Blademode.com. Four out of ten.
Wait, here's a stupid question. Have you ever played Clay Fighter?
Yes.
I haven't.
Fuck, Pappy played Clay Fighter.
I'm trying to figure out like a fighting game.
Girl Fight! We settled Girl Fight is our fighting game.
Yeah, but you said you don't want to buy it.
We'll play a demo.
Okay.
Racing
game?
Might be better off with the newer stuff with the fighters. Like,
yeah,
AOA
Girl Fight
5.
Just came out, sadly.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Like Xbox Live and PSN. Play it on PlayStation.
Oh,
racing game. I'd like to do the Super Nintendo Mario Kart, because that game's fucking evil.
Okay,
evil,
yeah,
hard now.
And it's not bullshit either,
dude. I'm telling you right now. Like, I played way too much of that game. I'm trying, like,
dude,
I want to find something that
growing up. So did I, and I've played every Mario Kart since to the point of mastery. And you remember when I got all those 3DSs and we all played, and I was fucking evil in it.
Okay, well, you know what? We could always pick up this conversation on one of the other podcasts through October.
That's true. Yeah. Considering we're at 2 hours.
Because we are so long right now.
No, I'm holding in the shit right now, so let's say goodnight.
All right, well, let's say goodnight to Pappy, and then we'll say our goodbyes. And...
No, I think you should take the mic into the bathroom and just shit on the show.
You could do that, too.
I can do that, but I couldn't hear you because my headphones don't reach that far.
Hey, Pappy, have you, for the music this week, I wanted to do... I wanted to cover Spectrum of Mana, which is a Secret of Mana remix album that just came out this week. Have you checked anything out about that?
No, nothing.
Oh, God damn it. I was going to say, if you saw the track list, you could pick a song out of it. But
I want the good one.
Yep, narrows it down.
The good one.
I think we are going to do songs from Aelshan, because he's on there.
Word.
We'll do one from Stemage, friend of the show.
Word.
We'll do one from Norg, the voice of the beginning of the show.
Word.
And we will do, there is a massive one.
Oh, with all the solos and shit?
Yeah, by Tony Dickinson, a.k.a. Prince of Darkness, and featuring everybody doing guitar solos through the song.
Like, everybody.
So, four tracks. It's going to be long, because why awesome. Not? This show is fucking huge the way it is.
If you've made it this far, be sure to send in emails, because we haven't really been getting too many emails.
We haven't had any contests.
So, send an email to the SML podcast at gmail.com.
Hey, you remembered.
Send an email for your suggestions for the Game Olympics. Send an email if there's shit that you want to talk about, or
send an email if you're concerns. Zach Lyons.
Yeah.
Send an email if you got questions for KyleGatto.com.
Yep. Or even like song suggestions, what have you. We're personable. Like, talk to us.
Please.
Talk to us a lot. We talk a lot.
Please talk to us.
So, yeah, let's do it.
Pappy. Talk to me.
Yes.
Pappy?
Yes.
Pappy?
No.
Pappy? Pappy? Are you my pappy?
All right, take us out, Pappy. Play us out.
Hey, thanks for listening, and y'all have a great show, and try not to fuck up.
My dick's on fire.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah! Your dick is on fire!
I wish we had video.